Bob Osmond, and we are moments away from kickoff homecoming tonight. Sandy Creek High School, Sandy Creek equaling already their one-loss record from last year with a 1-1 record already this year, as is Sutton, which is a resurgent in its own right, as we heard a couple of weeks back against Blue Hill. Cougar football, starring some people imported from Clay Center. There was a school merger and four or five now that were not on there in previous years. That merger occurring just before the school began here. Sutton, of course, we told you the story a couple of weeks back in the season opener. Steve Raymer coming in from Missouri, winning two ball games to every one he lost in Missouri, trying to turn the Sutton Mustang program around, and he likewise is 1-1, so it should be a pretty fair day tonight. Beautiful weather. Hopefully whatever weather is lying out there stays out there till we get through this thing. It's homecoming tonight in Sandy Creek, so there's lots of colors, lots of excitement, and lots to talk about. We'll be back with more. You're listening to the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seeds here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll be right back after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed year as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. Everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Zero, Steve, or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seeds, beauty Midwest Yield Leader.
South Central Chiropractic, helping folks for 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spine problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773.
Ultra clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia's 66 Easy Sub 3G and Subway right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
All right, again, back at Sandy Creek here on a beautiful night for football. Let's take a look around some of the other area matchups here. We'll remind you that we also will have for you tonight on 98.9 FM, KKPR, the Platte River Preps scoreboard show. And we have moved up the official starting time to about 9:40, right after the KKPR game gets done with. So we'll be around for that as well with wrap-ups. We got five different ball games on our Platte River radio stations tonight. And so a number of the area teams will be covered. Elsewhere in Class C2, it is Cambridge. Try that again. Never mind. Forget about that one. Let's let's move on over to Rob here.
Who's KKPR has Overton and Kennesaw tonight.
Correct, but I was about to give you a week-old schedule, so I want to make sure that we don't do that. Go ahead. Talk about the coaches.
I spent a little bit of time talking with the coaches just before that. Sutton kind of coming into this game. Actually, both these teams coming into the game tonight on a little bit of a high after picking up wins their last time out. Sutton beat Tri-County 18-0. Very upstart Sutton ball club. They put on a big show at home, and they opened the season against a very tough Blue Hill team and almost came away with a win, just losing by the 1 point, 15-14. Tri-County was their next stop in Tri-County, so they pick up an 18-0 win. So the Mustangs now comfortable with winning, comfortable with playing on the road, and that fits in right exactly where they want to be for this cross-county rivalry. I mean, this is a Clay County rivalry that goes way back, and it is a big deal out here, and we expect a pretty big crowd as well. Sandy Creek comes into the contest. They lost their opener against C2 opponent Superior. In fact, they got blanked 21-0, but boy, they rebounded and came back against Central City, beating them last week 21-15. So Sandy Creek Cougars ready to come back, ready to win.
Okay, here are some of those area matchups tonight. Bellevue is at Kearney High, Cambridge at Kearney Catholic. That's a game you'll hear on 1460 AM. Grand Island is at North Platte. Seward at Hastings, that is on 1230 AM with Mike Will. Adams Central is at Crete. Blaine Bulis there on 1550. Wood River is at Hastings St. Cecilia. Alliance is at Grand Island Northwest. Milford at Grand Island Central Catholic. Nebraska Lutheran at Heartland Lutheran. Beatrice at Aurora. Gibbon at Central City. Blue Hill travels to Thayer Central. Ravenna is at Twin Rivers. Axtell at Alma. Deschler at Franklin. Overton at Kennesaw. Palmer at Giltner. Shelton at Heartland. Eustace Farnum at Arapahoe. Maxwell is at Elm Creek. Silver Lake travels to Nebraska Christian. Lewis ventures to Litchfield. Loop City on the road to Ansley. Pleasanton at SEM. Amherst at Spalding. And Wilcox Hildreth is at Hampton. That's some of the area teams, not all, but a vast majority of the area teams and their engagements tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back around the corner with the coaches from tonight's ball game, starting with the visiting coach from Sutton, Steve Raymer. And he'll have a little bit more enlightenment, I would assume, Rob, on having two games under his belt as to what he's really got this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good interview. It's going to be a good ball game from his perspective.
And also from Russ Neimeyer, the successful Cougar basketball, ladies basketball and football coach, coming up here as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Good Luck Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Joining us now is the head coach of the Sutton Mustangs, Steve Raymer. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us.
I tell you, you have put a new look in the Sutton Mustangs that for some time now that people have been absolutely waiting for. You got off to a really tough start, but looked very impressive against a staunch Blue Hill team. And then last week was a big win for the Mustangs against Tri-County. You've really got this town buzzing now.
Well, you know, we're heading in the right direction. And, you know, the biggest thing that we kind of talk about is that we want to put together a team that can play hard for four quarters. And as a goal as a team is not to beat ourselves. If a team's good enough to beat us, they're good enough. But we want to try to do the best we can to play error-free and mistake-free football.
You've picked up a lot of kids that had worked with the old system. Let's just say that. And then you come in from winning programs all over in Missouri, and now all of a sudden you come here, and these guys had to buy into a completely different program. And you've done a little bit of shuffling, and everything seems to be falling into place for you guys.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is a credit to the kids and the parents, and that they brought the kids to practice with already a good foundation and a solid work ethic, and that makes it easy for us to work with as coaches. And you know, another big thing is these kids really want to win, and you know, they're looking for to be on a winning football team. And you know, when you get that desire, if you can just get ahead in the right direction, then you might put yourself a pretty good football team together.
What do you think, Coach, has made the difference, I mean, in turning this this team around, I mean, to just to make everything work for Sutton?
Well, you know, we still, you know, we're a work in progress still. So, you know, it's early in the season to, you know, say we've made that bend yet. But it's, you know, more just, you know, pride in ourselves, pride in what we do, and the commitment to play hard for four quarters, you know, not to roll over. I think that that's the biggest issue that we have to get over is that, you know, a team's going to score and we have to make a comeback. And I think the Blue Hill game was a good example for us. I think they were up 12-0 going in the fourth quarter. But we fought back and took the lead there with about 1:10 left in the game. And the result didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, but that's the kind of effort we're looking for in every game is that we can control one factor in the game, and that's how hard we play and how hard we hustle. So let's make sure we, you know, take charge of the factor we can control.
Well, I tell you, in that Blue Hill game, I did not see any of the Mustangs hang their head. I mean, they knew they left everything they had on that field, and that was kind of nice to see. And that momentum kind of just carried over into Tri-County, and now all of a sudden, standing across the field from you is this Sandy Creek team that has merged with Clay Center and has put together a pretty good team. Who has to step forward tonight for you guys to make the difference against the Cougars?
I think just, you know, an overall team effort. You know, they're coming off a win, and, you know, they're going to try to signify their season with this game. It's their homecoming night, you know, and it's kind of a rival here at Sutton and Sandy Creek. So, you know, we look at it as an opportunity to, you know, to steal a extra homecoming victory for us. And overall team effort has to be there. You know, we have to play solid in assignment defense. We have to eliminate our mental mistakes and turnovers on offense. You know, the things that win football games, you know, blocking and staying with your block and tackling. And that's the kind of success we look for in every game.
You had kind of made a little switch between Lance Sponberg at quarterback and made some changes. And what's working for you? What's the right combination that you're going to need against the Sandy Creek team?
Well, you know, we're a primarily run team, but the last two games we've threw for over 100 yards each game. So I think the thing for us is to be able to take advantage of what that defense is going to give us. You know, if they're going to load the box, then we got to be able to throw the ball effectively. If they're going to allow us to drive, then we have to be able to drive the ball without making mental mistakes with penalties and turnovers and things like that. So, you know, if we can just focus on, taking advantage of what the defense give us and playing fundamental football, we'll be fine.
Well, I tell you, and a couple other guys that really I'm starting to take notice of, that names that perhaps haven't been mentioned that often, Dustin Hahn has done an absolutely fantastic job for you guys.
He does, and we're fortunate at the moment to have a number one and a number two at fullback, halfback, and wingback that are pretty competitive. So our big competition every day is in practice, and we really never know who's going to start that position. And Dustin has kind of stepped forward this last couple of weeks and really made him made it more possible for us to name him as our starter. And he's taken advantage, and that's what we run the triple option. So, one night it's going to be the fullback, one night the quarterback, one night the halfback. And the important thing is that we just take advantage of what that defense is going to give us.
Well, you got a lot of players that are mixing in there that are actually putting together a pretty solid individual stats for themselves, too. But, the end result, the team is looking very positive. What kind of game do you expect to see tonight against Sandy Creek? You've had a chance to look them over.
Well, I think, obviously we need to weather the storm the first quarter or two, and that's because they're going to be fired up because it's their homecoming. It's a rival. We're going to be fired up, so everything's going to be tense and tight. And we've got to weather the storm and hang in there for that third and fourth quarter. And, that's kind of the goal we talk about in every game, is that put ourselves in a position in that fourth quarter with an opportunity to win the game. And, that's what we have to concentrate on, whether it be down by a touchdown or up by a touchdown, or whether it be that fourth quarter. We need that ball in our hands with the decision to either ice the game or go down for the winning score.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck. It's a cross-county rivalry that we love to watch. Sutton taking on Sandy Creek, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Sandy Creek team. But, Coach, again, thanks so much for spending a little time with us.
All right, thanks.
Your New Tech Seed pregame show will continue right after this. It's High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Joining us now, the head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars, Coach Russ Neinmeyer. Coach, thanks so much for spending a little time with us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on.
You guys started off, had a rough start against Superior, and then really picked things up against Central City, and now the schedule makers throw a curve at you, and you're taking on Sutton tonight. What are your thoughts going into tonight's game?
Well, hopefully we'll show up and play like we did in the second half against Central City, and stay away from those turnovers we had against Superior. But anytime you hook up with Sutton, Sandy Creek, it's always a great match, no matter what sport it is.
Yeah, this is always one of those fun rivalries. And now there's kind of a twist in it this year, because you guys merged with Clay Center, so you picked up a handful of players from Clay Center. How's that going to work to your advantage, and how does that work with this rivalry with the Mustangs?
Well, number one, it's helped our numbers. We've got more kids out for football, so we've created more enthusiasm, and also we get better looks in practices. But, you know, it's just add one more player here or there to the team, and the rivalry right between Sutton and us will just help us make a stronger team going into tonight's game.
Now, certainly should be a lot of fun. Let's talk about some of the players. Who has to step up to have a good game, to give a good showing against these Mustangs?
I think, number one, it starts with our offensive line. They have to come out and dominate the front up there for us on that part. Also, I think our quarterback situation between Dylan Childs and Mitch Hendricks, those two have been our quarterbacks so far this year. They have to have a good night. And then just, you know, everybody's just got to step up and really play hard from there on out.
Just taking a look at the Cougars, you guys are starting, it looks like a pretty heavy sophomore team, yet this is not really a true rebuilding year. I mean, you guys are solid with these this majority of sophomore starters.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of kids that started for us between the seniors and juniors and sophomores. They've been starting since like a freshman year, so hopefully that's going to pay off for us and pay dividends down the road.
Give me an idea of what kind of game that you expect tonight, Coach.
Well, Sutton's has a new coach. They brought in a new offense and defense, a little different wrinkles here and there, but you know, the key to tonight's game will be who can control the line of scrimmage and who has the fewest turnovers, and I think that's probably going to be the biggest thing for both teams.
Just a quick look at some of the players on your team. What are some of the highlights or some of the strengths of this Cougar team?
I think right now you got to go with our seniors up there. We're starting with Jamie Seeley. He had a great game last week. He ran for over 200 yards. We get the threat with Jamison Neshklep with his speed on the outside. And then you go to the inside with Jarrett Taylor being our most experienced lineman coming back at left tackle for us is a huge thing. But and then Andrew Kuda, our tight end, has caught the ball very well for us. So I think those are the key players that need to step up and continue to keep playing. Along with one other person I think that's going to be instrumental tonight is Anthony Grazer. He's ran really tough all year long. I'm looking for him to have a great night tonight on the defensive side of the ball.
Now, this the addition of some of these Clay Center players, I mean, you've got some key talent positions there as well.
Yeah, you know, those kids are coming in. They're just part of the team, doing a great job. Our kicker is a foreign exchange student that's living with the host family in Clay Center. He can kick the ball very well. We've got some kids that are playing on some special teams and our backups on the other positions. So, you know, we're treating everybody just as part of the team, and that's what we want to try to do, teach team first.
When you take the field here against Sutton, I mean, you're basically going in blind. I mean, you've got a couple games to look at, so you kind of know what to expect. What kind of things have you been working on this week in practice?
Number one, tackling. We've hit it really hard all week long. We got to shore that up a little bit better. That's been the big thing for us. And then we got to complete a few more passes, I think, tonight's game.
All right, super, Coach. Looking forward to a great game tonight, Coach Russ Neinmeyer with the Sandy Creek Cougars. Thanks again, Coach, for spending a little time with us.
Thank you.
All right, wish you the best of luck. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got starting lineups and the kickoff coming your way. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Angles Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Angles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, and the Our Family line of products. This week's specials, good through Saturday, include USDA boneless beef rump roast, $2.49 a pound. Our Family canned vegetables, 49 cents a can. Angles Market has meat and cheese trays, 6-foot deli sub sandwiches for your football parties. Angles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield. Good luck, Cougars.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the New Tech pregame show, you've heard it from the coaches now, and they've had they have a little bit of tape of one another at least, which is more than they had earlier. Well, and here's the reason, because the first opponent for Sandy Creek didn't see the new guys on the team in previous years,
right? Absolutely.
And nobody nobody saw what kind of offense or defense that Steve Raymer runs or ran and does run for the Sutton Mustangs. So everybody's becoming a little bit more of a known quantity now. Again, both teams are 1-1 on this sunny, warm night for football.
Yeah, this is really nice. This is not your typical Sandy Creek weather here. Usually, in fact, the last time we were here, two bad things happened. One, of course, there's a lot of wind. There usually is a lot of wind blowing here. Very calm night, very humid night. But the last thing that happened to us here, if you remember, was 2 years ago where we had the ambulance problem.
Yep.
And the ambulance had to leave, and we had to continue on with the program for over an hour.
That's right.
Waiting for that ambulance to come back because there was an accident down the road or something.
They don't allow a football game to continue without an EMT on the scene with an ambulance, and so we had to wait for the other ambulance to come.
That's right.
So anyhow, it's what it is. Let's set the starting lineups here. First of all, for the visiting Sutton Mustangs, 1-1 on the year. Junior quarterback Lance Spongberg will take the starting snaps again. Fullback is Dustin Hahn. He's a junior. Halfback is Andrew Sheridan. He's a senior. Nels Johnson will start at wideout. He is a senior. The other wide receiver, Reed Beebe, is a junior. And the tight end is Kyler Keenan. He is a junior. The right tackle for Sutton is Matthew Betcher, a senior. The right guard is Luke Grudek, a senior. The center is Max Olson. He's a sophomore. The left guard is Tyler Grease, a junior. And Andrew Van Kirk is starting at left tackle, he is a find out here. Van Kirk is a senior. He's come in at 240 pounds. He is the only different starter for Sutton than we saw 2 weeks ago when we had the Sutton and Blue Hill game. Cougar football tonight, starting at quarterback Mitch Heinrichs. Try that again. Mitch Heinrichs, a quarterback. He is a 170-pound sophomore. Brett Pesic, split end, he is a junior. Jamie Seeley is the I-back. He's a senior. Jamison Nechklib is the cornerback and wingback. He is a senior. Anthony Grasser is the fullback. He is a sophomore. Brady Heinrichs is the senior. Is the center, rather, and he's a sophomore. Brady Shipley, the left guard, is a sophomore. Derek Wagner, the right guard, is a senior. Jared Taylor at left tackle is a junior. And Quinton Screen is the right tackle. He is a junior. The tight end is Andrew Kuta. He is a sophomore. Some defensive starters will be Chase Merman at free safety, Austin Nacky at cornerback, and Caleb Schlick at defensive end. Everybody else plays both ways for the Cougars. Sam Grease and Trey Seebeck start at the defensive spots for as defensive specialists for the Sutton Mustangs at linebacker for the Mustangs. So those are your starters. We are just about 3 minutes away from, I think, the national anthem and starting lineup. So we'll take a two-minute timeout here. Be back with more on the New Tech pregame show in a moment. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Great night for football.
It is a great night for football.
Rivalry.
Back on the New Tech pregame show.
We will bring you the kickoff here momentarily. We will... You can hear Sandy Creek. He's going to be introduced. Sandy Creek welcoming some new students this year from Clay Center. So last time, I recall being here, Rob,
or at least one of the last times, Sandy Creek was sorely outmanned by a very good Kearney Catholic team a couple of years back, and there just were not the numbers there. They literally had some freshmen and I think some junior high players in the pregame drill.
Right.
This may have been before you started doing the game.
I remember doing that.
So that, you know, having improved numbers certainly does help Sandy Creek and their prospects. And like you said, they've already equaled last year's one loss record at 1-1 right now. They only won a game last year. So we are being joined by about 12 members of the Sandy Creek Chorus. They're going to sing the national anthem here momentarily.
They've got a pack in. It's homecoming night.
Yeah,
here in Sandy Creek. So an exceptionally large crowd. A lot of people on hand here. Ready for the rivalry.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the kickoff of tonight's homecoming game at Sandy Creek against the Sutton Mustangs right after this timeout. We'll be back in two on KLIQ-FM Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm, drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the surrounding area for almost 120 years. Specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
Nice rousing rendition of our national anthem. Good crowd on hand, good weather.
This football is nice, yes.
A lot of enthusiasm here tonight. Nice job, as you said, for the folks' national anthem.
Yeah.
I tell you, Craig, what I'm looking forward to in this ball game is the fact you got two programs that struggled last year that have finally looks like they're starting to put things together and can put some wins and put some points on the board. And now they're going head-to-head in the third game of the season. And that's usually about the time the players start to kind of catch their stride. They usually have got the season down by now. The preseason stuff is kind of settled away, and now you've got the fundamentals, and you're starting to build and work. So I expect a lot of helmet-to-helmet contact and a lot of big clashing out there in the trenches.
And the helmets offensively, right off the bat, will be worn by Sutton. They have, or Sandy,
try that again.
Sutton is going to kick off.
Let's get ready to
it looks like.
I think Sutton won the toss, and said they were going to receive. So it looks like Sutton's ready to receive.
Sutton's going to receive. Okay, so the offensive helmets will be worn by Sutton tonight as they get spread out. Sandy Creek has not yet come on the field to tee it up. We were talking about that. It had normally been the case that it was almost automatic that if you won the toss, you received tonight. They're going to receive it.
Exactly. Sutton wanted the ball. Sutton's going to get the ball, and if I recall against the Blue Hill game, that's exactly what Coach Reamer did, is won it and got the ball.
It won't come off. All right. So doing the kicking for the Cougars will be Sebastian Linderdahl. He is a senior.
You think he's an exchange student?
I think he is.
Sometimes these guys know how to kick. Let's see. Sebastian Linderdahl tees it up at the 40. And he's a soccer-style kicker, and it's a high kick. It's going to be taken at the 10-yard line. Coming back the other way is Justin Hale for Sutton, and he is tagged about the 35-yard line. Oh, yeah. Good field position already. He's at the 33-yard line. Sutton comes up. They've been pretty quick, and they can fire off the ball pretty quick. And I expect them to get off to a quick start. Coach Raymer's got these boys fired up, and they've bought into their program. They're ready to play. All right, Sutton coming out in that I formation. Spongberg is under center. Lance Spongberg is the junior quarterback. He puts his men in motion and hands off to the I back. He's immediately met at the line of scrimmage. The ball carrier there, Andrew Sheridan. About a yard gain as he twisted up to maybe the 34, 35-yard line. Give him two on that. So he goes from the 33 to the close to the 35. Second down coming with 11 and a half to go on this fresh scoreboard clock homecoming for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Again, I formation. Wing back is over to the right side. They lead it off to Hahn, lead back through. And Dustin Hahn is again stood up close to the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward for maybe a yard, and it'll bring back third down at about 5 yards to go. So, again, he gets a good spot, and he got more than I gave him credit for initially. Third down and five. Hahn was one of the guys that we watched against that Blue Hill team that really put his helmet down and was a north-south runner, picked up some good yards for the Mustangs. They'll need him tonight. They send Johnson out wide to the right side, wing back wide to the right. And the pitch goes on the option to Sheridan. He's got a first down, it looks like, as he picks his way up across the 45-yard line. Andrew Sheridan, a 170-pound senior. And he is stopped there by a host of Sandy Creek Cougars getting up off the bottom of that pile there. Looked like it was a man whose number I do not have on the roster. Do you have a 71? I don't have a 71.
I do not.
This time they split out one man wide to the left side. That's Austin Rapp. We didn't see him last time. They send a man, the wing back, in motion. Reed Wiebe goes from the left side to the right side, and too much time. I think they're going to flag him right there and send it back 5 yards for a delay of game. And so Sutton will get off to a slow start here in the second. Side downs, first down and 15 after that penalty.
I think that was actually called an illegal formation on the line. I didn't realize that was a dead ball foul, but
it was illegal. It took a long time to do it.
Well.
Nels Johnson comes out wide to the left side. Again, they've got the power eye. Handoff goes to the up man, Hahn, again, and he gets inside the 50 to about the 47-yard line. And Hahn will pick up good yardage, about 7 or 8, and it'll be second down and about 3 yards to go for Sutton. Rath comes wide to the left side. Power eye, strong to the left. Wing back is Wiebe. Hand off to Hahn again. And wait a minute. The quarterback gets it. Nice fake by Sponberg. And actually, he should have given it to Rath. He kept it and lost about a yard. It'll be third down and 5.
Yeah, Spomberg tried to make a good run over to the right, but that pursuit from Sandy Creek was all over. That defense just really came to life on the left side, came through, knocked Spomberg back for a loss. Good read by that Sandy Creek defense.
We got to find 71. He's in the middle of that defense, and he's making all sorts of tackles, but I don't have him on the roster.
We'll track that down.
Back to handoff on the wing back around. Here comes Sheridan. He's got the 45. Sheridan 40. 35, 30. Sheridan out of bounds at about the 25-yard line.
That's Wiebe.
Check that, Reed Wiebe. 185-pound wing back comes around on the right-to-left wing back reverse, and on that misdirection, he picks up good yardage, and that'll march the ball all the way down inside the 35-yard line. They finally say he stepped out of bounds at about the 27.
8:45 as the clock stops on the chain movement. They send Raff out wide to the right side for Sutton. And again, Spongberg's under center. Power eye wing right side. Takes it and hands off to the fullback. He'll fall forward for a yard or so, does Dustin Hong. Try that again. Sam Grease is the fullback in there now. There's a lot of players already. I think he's alternating three or four skill position guys on every play, Rob, almost.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. He's just going to do a good shuffling, trying to keep fresh players in there all the time.
Els Johnson comes in at the wide receiver spot. He'll be sent out wide to the right side. Grease stays in as the fullback, and the tailback is Sheridan. Wing back is Weeby. It'll go to the tailback, and he'll get hit right at about the 25-yard line. Tyler Keenan actually got in his way there as he's trying to block down on the inside run. It'll bring up a third down, and about 4 yards to go. The ball spotted at the 20-yard line. We've got no score here. We'll have scores from four other games at least tonight around the Flat River Radio channel stations. We already have one score coming in. Columbus leading Norfolk 26-14. Well, that was in Thursday night.
Thursday, yeah. Pass over to the right side. Caught.
And for no gain,
where to go?
Tyler Keenan comes down with it. Here's the one I was looking for. Grand Island Northwest. 16, Alliance 10 at the half. Again, no score here. 7-10. 7-10 to go in the first period of play. Sutton has had the ball the entire first quarter so far. Fourth down and one coming. Power eye to the right side. Sponberg is under center. And now they throw the flag. And we'll see if that's a delay or an illegal formation as they got called earlier.
That's a movement on the defense, but
outside on the offense.
Yeah.
Now they're calling it on the defense. So they call it on the offense and march against the defense. Perfect sense to me.
Good point to the
we have a hard time on a rope. We don't need this kind of help, guys. So that call was encroachment on the defense. And with 6:48 to go now, they're going to play it again. First down. Goal to go. Handoff goes to Grease in the fullback position. He falls forward for a yard or so, and he gets inside to about the 7 or 8 yard line. Let's see where they spot that one. Actually, at about the 9, he didn't get much at all. And they can technically get to the 2 yard line and get a new set of downs. Spongberg is under center with the I formation. Weeby strong to the left side on the wing. Handoff goes to the fullback straight up the middle. And again, not much there. That big guy in the middle, he is plugging things up for the Cougars. And they've got another pretty good-sized guy in there as well. Quentin Screen.
Just trying to run it straight.
But see, there's 71 down there. He's on the sideline, so I was not mistaking 77 for 71. They've got two big guys in there that look like they were built to play nose tackle. The I formation, one man is way wide to the left side, and they hand off on the wing back around coming this way. It's Keenan, has the 5, has the corner, has the touchdown or not. Let's see.
There it is.
Yes, it is. Keenan on the touchdown on the wing back around. And with 5:30 to go in this first period of play, Sutton draws first blood, and it is 6-0. As Keenan, the actual tight end around, I guess, brought it in from about the 9 yards. And they'll go for 2. Timeout is taken by Sutton, so we'll take a 30-second timeout here with 5:30 to go, first period. Your score is Sutton 6 and Sandy Creek nothing. We'll be right back on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That's the time to think about it. Sutton has just scored. They're out front, 6-0. And now they spread it out. They go shotgun. Spongberg on the option. Zone read, and he takes it in for the two. So a nice zone read play on the 2 yard, on the 2 yard line. Scores the 2 points, and it is now 8-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout again for the kickoff. Your score, Sutton 8, Sandy Creek nothing, but they're coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Stop in today at Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton taking the football and going 67 yards in 6 minutes and 20 seconds and putting 8 on Sandy Creek in the opening drive of this football game.
Got the scores to pass along to you here. We've got Lexington. Hold on 1 second here. St. Cecilia up 7-0 on Wood River. Lexington 7-0 on Sydney early in the first quarter. Cambridge 8-0 over Kearney Catholic.
Sutton is going to tee it up and kick it off, and they squib it over to the side. It's going to go out of bounds if they let it, and that'll be a penalty on Sutton. We'll see what Sandy Creek is going to do with it.
Sandy Creek's going to get in good field position here. They should put them pretty close to midfield.
In a way, that looked intentional, but I can't believe it would be. I mean, it almost looked like it was an onside kick.
Trying to kick it away. Maybe just got a little bit more of it. Now they're going to go to the 35-yard line.
All right. The result of that, instead of a marked-off penalty, they'll just take it at the 35-yard line, and we'll see Sandy Creek's Cougars on offense for the first time tonight. They come out in a Maryland eye with one wideout. That wide receiver is Brett Peschick to the right side. The quarterback, again, is Mitch Hendricks. Mitch is a sophomore. A lot of young players on this Sandy Cougar football team, Sandy Creek Cougar football team, as well as just a couple of seniors. But it seems to me it's either senior or sophomore. The junior class is not well represented here as far as the starting lineup is concerned. Anyhow, Peschick comes wide to the right side. And again, they're in that Maryland eye. Tight end makes it strong to the left side. And they hand it off to the tailback, and scooting up and cutting inside is Jamie Seeley, the I-back. Ball is on the ground, flag comes out, but there won't be a change of possession.
This one of those calls can go either way. I think it's going to be a face mask on Sutton. We'll see what the actual call is.
Personal foul, and it is a face mask. So that'll tack on a few yards to the end of Seeley's run. Seeley is 160-pound senior I-back. He'll also play linebacker on defense, so they mark another 10 yards on the end of that run.
Yeah, Seeley got wrapped up pretty good, and as is often the case when you're defending and you're the runner passing.
Mackerel, look at that. They go all the way up to the 47-yard line, so he got about a 5-yard gain. They're going to tack another 15 onto that, looks like.
Makes it good, but yeah, they're just reaching up and grabbing anything they can, and it just so happened to be the face mask.
Maryland I, Hendricks under center, wide out to the right side again is Peschick. And the handoff again goes to the tailback, and he'll be wrapped up just as he gets the ball. Seeley for no gain. Second down at 10 coming. Clock is 5:08
just joining us, Sutton. Marched at 67 yards downfield, captured with a two-point conversion and lead 8-0. Sandy Creek's homecoming. They're dressed all in red tonight. Tops and bottoms and white helmets. Sutton in their white jerseys and black pants and white helmets. Wide go both ways this time for Sandy Creek. Austin Hoy is wide to the left side. Teshik wide to the right side. Tailback Seeley gets the call again. And he tries to follow the lead back through and doesn't get a whole lot there either. Maybe a yard. It's going to bring up third down and a pretty good size 7-yard chunk to go. Ball is right inside the midfield stripe, just into Sutton territory. 4:25 on the clock.
It's pretty important for Sandy Creek to strike back here, at least make a good drive down here and answer that opening drive touchdown.
Netchklib goes wide to the left side. Teshik wide to the right. Bootleg fake, and now the quarterback brings it down, and he goes down. Good penetration by Sutton. Hendricks has to eat the ball. It'll bring up fourth down and better than 10. In fact, about 15 yards to go. They'd have to get down to about the 42-yard line of Sutton. They're at their own 48 right now, so that's a punting situation. And coming in to do that is Derek Wagner, linebacker, also plays right guard on offense, but right now he's the star of the show as a punter. Double safety standing back at the 15-yard line for Sutton. High snap goes over his head and pursuit by Sutton. They're going to get great field position at about the 30-yard line of Sandy Creek.
The ball comes out.
Doesn't make any difference. Possession is still going to, or field position, I should say, is still going to remain deep in Sandy Creek territory as the errant snap on the punt. I was down there looking to see who was going to bring it back, and nobody had to because it went over the snapper's head. A kicker's head, I should say. 30-yard line is where they spot it. Sutton has the short field. They just put the ball for 6 minutes and 20 seconds, 67 yards for 8 points. And now Spongberg comes out with Weeby, the wingman, to the right side, strong side. They hand it off to Hahn, but whistles are blown, and they'll stop play before anything counts. And somebody got an early. I don't see laundry on the field. I heard the whistle, but I don't see anybody threw a flag yet.
No indication of a timeout.
Somebody wasn't buttoned up right or something. The referee just stopped the clock. Some of you are saying chin strap wasn't secure on one of the Sandy Creek players. So Sutton will take that opportunity to huddle up around Coach Steve Raymer. Cross the field. Sandy Creek is on the field ready to go, but we got another whistle, and I think Sandy Creek may call a timeout here. That's what's going to happen. Cougar timeout. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. 3:26 to go first. Sutton 8, Sandy Creek nothing on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort and a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes that Clay Center, Sandy Creek, Sutton, and all the area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
To pass Bonberg looking, and he's got a man. It is a tight end, Keenan, at about the 5-yard line, reaches up with both hands and pulls it down like a good tight end should.
Nice 25-yard catch.
And so Tyler Keenan, the 180-pound tight end, does damage number two. He scored on the tight end around for the touchdown, and this time pulls down a nice pass by Spongberg, went up and got it, climbed the ladder, caught it with his hands and brought it back down to the 5-yard line, where it's first and goal for Sutton. Shotgun formation. Spangberg option read, right side, can't get in. Finally, a second effort close to the goal line.
Boy, he fought in those last three.
They did not indicate a touchdown, but they're going to be very, very close. Looks like inside the 2-yard line for Spangberg. He runs that option read very, very well.
Yes, he does, and he got hit behind the line and actually fought for it to pick up a couple yards. Second down and goal for him. Nothing, St. Cecilia now over Wood River.
Sutton knocking on the door again, up by 8. Here at Sandy Creek's homecoming. Weeby, the wing back to the right side. And Dustin Hahn is split out wide. Try that again. That's Nels Johnson split out wide to the right side for Sutton. And again, we're having a little difficulty getting into a rhythm here. We've got another stoppage on the field. Now they're going to wind the clock.
Just a sideline warning for Sutton, getting a little bit too eager, trying to get a better view.
Clock at 2:11 now. Second down coming. And goal. Greece is the fullback. Tailback is Sheridan. Spangberg under center. Option, right side, Sheridan. Pitch, good, touchdown. Sheridan, 2-yard run.
Andrew Sheridan took a perfect pitch from Spangberg. Spangberg made a nice read, had the his tailback right over there, and Sheridan just took that and just sailed right into the end zone untouched from 3 yards out.
So it's 14-0 right now in favor of Sutton, which took the opening kickoff. They won the toss, took the kickoff, went 67 yards. The ensuing series by Sutton ended in a punt, a failed punt attempt, put it that way, and Sutton took it in from the 30 just now. Now they try for 2 again. Pitch, option halfback. Wide open in the end zone for 2, and completing it to the wide receiver, Nels Johnson.
Johnson showing he can throw the ball.
And it is 16-0. The halfback option, Trey Siebeck to Nels Johnson, and it is 16-0. So we'll take 30 here, be back in a half minute with the kickoff, and Sandy Creek will try and see if they can't get the wheels back on this thing, down 16-0 on the breeze, 94.5 FM.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back for the third kickoff the second kickoff for Sutton. I'm trying to remember now. Now we're back. Justin Hale is going to do the teeing up. He is he's a different kicker than the last time. And this time he goes the other direction. And again, it's a short kick and taken on the line drive by the quarterback, Mitch Hendricks, who is standing up on the front line of the return team. And they get great field position again at the 39-yard line. The first kickoff by Sutton after their first touchdown went out of bounds on the other side of the field, on the east side of the field. This went almost, if it would have gone untouched, out of bounds on the west side.
Could have, yeah.
But Henrik said, I'm the quarterback, I want the ball, let me catch it and set my guys up, and he did. Wide both ways, I formation. Henrik's under center, works the option, keeps it himself, now cuts back, got nothing but falls forward for maybe a yard. Nice tackle there on the inside by Trey Siebeck, the 180-pound linebacker shot through there. And got the quarterback trying to keep it on the option. Got about 3 yards on up pass. Klaus Merman comes into the ball game. Coming out is the tailback, Jamie Seeley. And now they got another big guy in there. Anthony Grasser at fullback is switched out now on a wingback slot on the left side. They hand it off. Sealy takes it on the give and go to the right side. He's got running room. Sealy at the 30, 25 to about the 22-yard line. Jamie Sealy.
Boy, he just made a good run around that right side. Picked up a couple of key blocks. Well-executed play. Nice seal block on the near side here as Sealy came around. You may have heard me put Sealy on the bench here right before that play. Actually, it was Netchkolib that sat down. Sealy obviously stayed in and took it for about a 40-yard drop. 30 stays in the ball game. And Grassier is the fullback. The up man. Under center again is Hendricks. They give it to the big guy, and the fullback takes it for 5, 10, 15. He goes to the pavement. Touchdown, Grayson. And Sandy Creek is on the scoreboard, 16-6 now, on the fullback straight ahead. Boy, he just picked up some big blocks and absolutely powered his way through that line. And by the time he got in the secondary, he had beaten everyone and was just gone. Nothing but elbows and bottom of the feet on that young man as he was heading into the end zone. No stopping him. So Sandy Creek takes it 60 yards on that drive, 40 about on the feet of Sealy, and the last 20 or so by Grasser, the fullback. Now the kick is up, and the kick is good by the soccer style. Oh, it is off to the left. Whoa, I thought that was going to be good. So it remains 16-6. PAT is no good, and with 56 seconds to go in the first period, your score is Sutton 16, but Sandy Creek is back in it at 6. We're back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Elu's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Elu's Field Scouting Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Thanks, Cecilia. You got a score for you. Thanks, Cecilia. Knocking on the door again, 28-0 and, against Wood River. Got McCook 14, Gary 7. Give some more scores as they come in. One for the extra guys on the field to say this is like eight-man football. Yeah, they've both these squads have shown they can put some yards down and put some points on the board. Great touchdowns in the first period, 16-6. Sutton on top, receiving the kickoff now by Sandy Creek. It's a high kick taken by Wiebe at the 10, 15, 20. Wiebe cuts back 25, 30. Wiebe 35, and he's pulled down finally at about the 38-yard line.
Ball came out.
The ball may have come out, but I don't see any sandbags coming out, so I don't see any change of possession.
Down by
and Sutton will set up housekeeping at about the 38-yard line.
Reed Wiebe a little slow getting up off the bottom of that pop, nursing that left knee, it looks like.
50 seconds to go in the first. Ball is at the 38 of Sutton. The Mustangs have yet to punt. Shotgun formation again.
Timeout Sutton.
And Spongberg is the quarterback.
Timeout Sandy Creek.
Timeout Sandy Creek. All right, let's take 30 here. 16-6 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Sutton leading Sandy Creek.
Angles Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Angles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, and the Our Family line of products. This week's specials, good through Saturday, include USDA boneless beef rump roast, $2.49 a pound. Our Family canned vegetables, 49 cents a can. Angles Market has meat and cheese trays, 6-foot deli sub sandwiches for your football parties. Angles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield. Good luck, Cougars.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back again now. We just had a timeout taken by Sandy Creek. Going on defense, they would like to make something happen here, and they're down by 10 at 16-6, but only down by one touchdown, but they're down by the two completed points after touchdown completed by Sutton. Shotgun formation, Spongberg is the quarterback. Got one man back with him, takes the pass. Now on the quarterback draw, gets across the 40, 45, Spongberg 50, and he's spun down at the 48-yard line of Sandy Creek. Nice tackle over there by Sealy.
Jamie Seeley saved a touchdown there for Sandy Creek as Spongberg had a head of steam and was dodging tacklers by the dozens. Spongberg just stole that pass. He went back, settled in that pass position, pump fake, and then just tucked it and ran. Nice quarterback draw. It was a draw all the way because the receivers were still within the 5 yards. They weren't really
and they were blocking. He got good blocking there. First down and 10. Now they go to the power eye again. The handoff goes to the up man. It's Grease at fullback, and he gets down to the 41-yard line. Grease to the 41, and tackle that time is made by Derek Wagner on defense for the Cougars. Second down coming at 3 yards to go. First quarter's going to come to an end. They don't think they're going to get a playoff. 4 seconds on the clock, so we will, in advance of the whistle, say you're listening to the Breeze, 94.5 FM's game of the week. It is Sutton at Sandy Creek, and we're at 16-6 at the end of one. 12 minutes back up on the clock. We'll be back when that clock starts running in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm, drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Super yuck on the coverage of it. Got some more scores for you if you're interested. Overton 13-0 over Kennesaw early in the second quarter. St. Cecilia now 28-0. Grand Island Senior High 7, North Platte 0. That's our old buddy Bernie Madison out there coaching North Platte, former Kearney Catholic coach. As they turn things around now, it is Sutton moving from south to north as the sun sets slowly in the west, as they used to say. And a power eye to the right side. Back to pass, Spongberg. Fakes once. Looking long. Got a man. It's Weeby at the 10. In stride. Touchdown for Sutton. It's coming back. This one's coming back. Wow, what a pretty play, but a holding penalty is going to be called way back at the 45-yard line. A beautiful play by Sutton, but obviously a hold there.
I didn't see who it was for Sandy Creek, but he had an open shot beeline, and there was no way you were going to deny that he was held.
That's the only thing. Mark it back now. The line of scrimmage will go all the way back to the 46-yard line of Sutton. So they go from a touchdown to second down, 15, almost 20 yards to go at their own 46-yard line. The Spongberg under center, power eye, strong to the left, works the option, pitches Weeby on the cutback, or Sheridan rather, and he'll fall forward for 1 or 2 yards. Sheridan the eye back, and it'll be third down and still a ton to go. About 15 for Sutton, a defensive end for Sandy Creek. Did a great job containment and forcing Sheridan to cut up on the inside right into the meat of those pursuing linebackers. Cougars now making some good adjustments defensively, trying to bring a stop to the scoring streak that Sutton's been showing early on.
Sutton has not had the punt tonight. They took the opening drive, 67 yards for the touchdown. They got a short field on an errant snap on a punt attempt by Sandy Creek, took it in for 8 more, had 16-0. Then Sandy Creek, with a couple of nice runs, got back in the ballgame, trailing 16-6 now. And a handoff and a nice run there by the tailback Justin Hale for Sutton as he took the handoff by Spongberg, and he gets inside the 39-yard line, and he's going to be close, if not over, the first down boundaries. He is going to get the first down, so a beautiful delay, kind of a counter pattern, and he gets the full 15 yards and saves the drive for Sutton. And so the Mustangs have yet to have to punt, despite the fact they were back at about a second down and 20-plus yards.
Right, absolutely.
Although they still don't have the touchdown that they thought they should have had 4 plays ago.
Well, I tell you, Lance Bomber showing some good poise in the pocket, too.
He's under center now, and they got a man in motion. He might have moved early, and he did, and they're going to flag him. The wing back, Sheridan, I think, pulled out of there a little bit early. And so that'll be five against Sutton, and so they shot themselves again in the foot there, and it'll be first down and 15 yards to go this time.
Those are the penalties that are going to haunt you. They got to go back. But this is a break for Sandy Creek. This gives them a chance, a little more field behind them and a little better positioning to put some pressure on Sutton and force him into making these mistakes.
10.5 to go here in the second. Sutton with a first down and 15 after that legal motion penalty. I formation, strong side to the right with the wing back. He'll take it around. Weeby's got it on the left side. Some running room. Gets down inside the 30 to about the 29-yard line. Weeby on the wing back around. And another first down for Sutton.
Yeah, he picked up about six.
Oh, they marked him. Wait a minute. No, they marked him. He's a little 4 yards. 4 yards before we thought he went out of bounds. He must have stepped out of the sideline there. Sheridan comes out. Seebeck is back in for the Sutton Mustangs on offense. And they get a second down now and four to go on that nice run by Weeby, who stepped out about 4 yards upfield from where we thought. I formation again. Weeby wingman right side. They give it to the fullback, Greased, and he looks to be close to the first down on that dive play.
Well, I'll tell you what, that looked like that was going to go for a little bit more, but that Sandy Creek defense closed that gap quickly and brought him back in a hurry.
All right, so he falls a yard shy of that. Third and one for Sutton. Johnson splits wide to the left side. Weeby, the wingman on the right side, I formation. Greece is the up man, tailback is Sheridan. Under center is Fongberg. Takes the snap. Mess up on the handoff. Greece wants the football, and he takes it away, even though I'm not sure the quarterback wanted to give it to him, but he got the first down, I believe, on that. They had, I think, a little bit of an argument there. I want it? No, I want it.
I'm taking it, yeah.
Give me the ball. First and 10 now for Sutton at the 36-yard line of Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek playing defense, of course, a lot of the same guys are playing all the time no matter what. But on defense, they've spent a lot of time being shoved around out there already tonight. One drive by Sutton early going was 6 minutes and 20 seconds alone. This one started with 50 seconds to go in the first period. All right, Seebeck. I formation, and he doesn't get anywhere as he stopped at the line of scrimmage. A little bit of misdirection there as he stepped one way, went the other. We couldn't find the cutback, and it's cut down for about a 3-yard loss. It'll be second down and 13 yards to go for Sutton. 9:15 to go. So they've had the ball now on this drive about 4 minutes.
Yeah,
playing time.
Yeah, that time is just ticking away. Sutton's showing some good control out there, but Andy Creek showing some spark on defense.
So not including that 30-yard short field drive, they've had the ball for over 10 minutes of this ball game so far. Sponberg back to pass, fires out in the flat. He's got Weeby, and Weeby's got to the 25-yard line, and that is not near a first down. He has about 10 yards to go, but he got 5 yards back. It'll bring up third down and long 8, short 9 yards to go. For Sutton, clock at 8:39. Sutton is up 16-6 over Sandy Creek, celebrating their homecoming tonight with some new students in the fold. Clay Center merging with Sandy Creek this year. They spread it out. Keenan, the tight end, goes way wide to the left side. Sheridan in the slot. One back in the shotgun with Sponberg. He's back to pass. Pumps once. Now has to scramble. He's going to get pulled way down at the 35-yard line by the Cougar defense. Back in there for Sandy Creek was Jared Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor got some good penetration and quick. And Sponberg, who's been perfect in the pocket tonight, finds himself surrounded by red real quick. And
so now it's fourth down and 20 yards to go. And we'll see what Steve Raymer wants to do here as far as special teams are concerned. He can rely on his defense to try and prevent a 65-yard drive the other way, or he can try and pooch it and make it a longer field. We'll see. Looks like they're going to go for it. Sponberg in the shotgun. Grace is in the backfield with him. Back to pass, and whistles blow.
Got a lot of movement here.
A lot of movement with a lot of drive.
Nope. Did they get a timeout in? They did. Timeout is called here by Sutton. 7:28 to go, first half. Sutton has the lead, the ball, and the decision here when we come back. 16-6, they have the lead of 10 points. Back in a moment. In 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Stop in today at Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Just talking about, say that again. St. Cecilia football over Wood River, 42-0 already. Okay, so they now have led their opponents in the season 126-0.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Shotgun here with Sutton and a 4th and 20. Sponberg back to pass. Looking long. Gotta go long. Fires long. He's got a man out there. He's got it. It's Keenan. Touchdown. Wow. That was a good pass from Sponberg. 42-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Keenan, the tight end out, pulls it in. Second touchdown for Keenan. That pass was absolutely on the money. Sponberg for 42 yards.
42.
Keenan is turning into quite the spectacle up here offensively for Sutton. He had a nice catch in the opening drive. Now they're going to go for two again. Sponberg under center. He'll work it down the line, and this time they're going to stop him. No PAT this time, and it stays 22-0 in favor of Sutton. 7:21 on the first half clock. Again, Sutton 22, Sandy Creek 6, back in a half minute on the game of the week from The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes that Clay Center, Sandy Creek, Sutton, and all the area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2 6-minute drives highlighting the, emphasizing the game tonight for Sutton. They opened the game with a 6-minute, 20-second drive. That one that was just completed on a 42-yard pitch catch from Sponberg to Tyler Keenan was another 6 minutes. Started at 50 seconds to go in the first, and now there's 7:21 to go here in the half. Couple more scores for you. McCook 21, Gehring 7. Crete 14-7 on top of Adams Central midway through the second quarter. Justin Hale tees it up for the Mustangs. Squib kick at the 40. It's a free ball, and it looks like Zivek came up with it for Sutton. And they do. It was just a muff reception by the upmen for Sandy Creek, and now Sutton has a chance to really pull away here with 7:20 to go in the first half. Fumble kickoff. By Sandy Creek. And with 7:20 to go in the first, Sutton, they have to pay real estate tax on that land, maybe not at so long. They're at the 42-yard line. It is the 42-yard line.
Yeah.
This is where they fired and hit the pass to Keenan just a moment ago.
Illegal substitution now in Sandy Creek. They're a little bit late getting that 11th defender in there.
Well, they get a 5-yard penalty against them.
Got another score. Axtell 12, Alma 7, Ravenna 10, Twin River nothing at half.
A lot of points getting put up tonight. First down and 10 now after that penalty, and the handoff goes, first and five, I should say, handoff goes to Sheridan, the tailback, and he falls forward to the 35. That'll be second down and about four. Good defensive job there by Sandy Creek, holding them to little or no gain on them. Substitute in. Justin Hale comes out. Weeby comes out. Hale comes back in. And Hale is a wing back to the right side now. Wide to the left is Johnson. They go inside, wing back, reverse, and a first down picked up there by Justin Hale. As that opened up nicely, and it got him where he needed to be, I think, for the first down, and that'll move the chain. Needed three. Looks like he got four. I think a week ago we had a down marker guy who was about 30 seconds ahead of everyone, and now we're about 30 seconds behind. So, you know, it's his third. We're flipping it over to first now. First and 10, Spongberg under center. Again, delay. Hale coming off the wingback slot, and this time he'll be snuffed out. And a nice tackle there by Grasser and also by Brett Peschick in a defense for Sandy Creek. Actually lost about 2 yards on that. A good penetration by the Cougars on that defensive play. As Sheridan goes out of the lineup and checking into the backfield now for the Mustangs is Seebeck. Seebeck will stay in as a slot man to the left side. Grace in at fullback, and the quarterback keeper now is Spongberg, pulls it down and gets inside the 30. That'll be a short game. They still need to pick up nearly 10 yards with a third down on the sticks. 5:22 to go in the first. Sutton 22, Sandy Creek 6. Sutton on special teams not helping them. Sandy Creek on special teams not helping themselves at all. A bad snap gave Sutton a short field for their second score. A muff kickoff return, and Sutton is set up at the 42-yard line of Sandy Creek, where they face third down now, and about 8 yards to go. Spongberg rolls, fires out in the flat, and is in and out of the hands of Tyler Keenan. Keenan, who made two great catches, had that one measured in and saw the, I think he saw the pay dirt ahead of him and turned a little bit too soon. It popped out of his hands.
There was.
So it'll be fourth down coming.
There was nobody around him. The throw was right on the money. That's the first drop pass that Spongberg had tonight.
And that was by Tyler Keenan, who's kind of the hands man there. He had a really nice catch in the first drive. Went up four times with his hands, and then a 42-yard reception, and then, oops. Grace the fullback, Sheridan the tailback, fourth down. Spongberg is being pressured. That's a nice creative scrambling. Fires, he's got a man! And again, it's Keenan. That time he redeems himself for the last one inside the 10. Tyler Keenan has another first down catch.
25-yard catch.
Keenan said, "Woof!
I got it back.
Got that one back." That eliminated Chewing at practice next week.
Oh, no, he'll still get it. I'm sure he'll still get it.
Maybe. Keenan goes tight to the left side. Seebeck is the lone setback. Grace, and he'll get the pitch. He goes left side. He's got the five. He's got the touchdown. Seebeck in for the score. And Sutton is up now 28-6 on the score by Trey Seebeck. Scampered around for about 7 yards.
I call it 8 yards.
By 28-6.
I'm just going to say Sutton is really showing that they can go both sides. They can run and they can pass it. And boy, that's going to keep a defense off balance.
They're going to go for two here again. Grease is in there. Seebeck, the eye back. They go strong to the left side. Little mix up. Ball is on the ground. He'll fall on it. No play, no PAT. And the score remains 28-6 in favor of Sutton. We'll find out if Sandy Creek can answer here. 4:38 to go in the first half of play. Game of the week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 6. Back in a half a minute.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Sutton, which only had the 4 wins in the last 2 years prior to this one coming out, is on their way to win number 2 here tonight, unless something really drastically changes things around. The Sandy Creek down by 22 already with 4:38 to go in the first half. But it was keys to coming back. Well, what do you think? Well, Sandy Creek's got to turn that defense around. They got to find something going on. They're known for a pretty solid defense. They can put some points up, but defensively, they got to come up with the right combination to beat all these tools that Sutton has.
Again, special teams have put the Sandy Creek defense on a short field twice tonight. One at 30 yards to defend, one at 42 yards to defend. Both ended up in touchdowns. They tee it up, and they go again with a squib kick. This time, Sandy Creek falls on it. They get good position when they do that. They're on their own 42, and they're going to go and keep the ball.
Another good opportunity for Sandy Creek. They've got to put some points up offensively before half. They've got 4 minutes and 36 seconds to do it. They've got to find something that's going to work for them.
Well, they found a couple of running backs in the series two series ago that they could run the offense on their legs. Grafter, the fullback. Jamie Seeley, the tailback. Grafter's the only setback in the backfield with the quarterback, Henrik, and they call a timeout of Sandy Creek. So we'll take 30 here. Allen's of Hastings halftime report up in 4.5 minutes on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Sandy Creek. All that time out. They've got a 1st and 10. They've got decent field position at their own 42. And they've got time to get back into this ball game, but they need to score here. They're down by 22 points, 28-6. And that's all I knew right now, other than Henricks is under center. He's got an eye formation, wides both ways. They fake it, give it to the fullback, Grasser, and he stood up at the line of scrimmage. Falls back after a pickup of about a yard. They're going to give him forward progress to the 43-yard line. 2nd down, 9 coming for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Clock at 4:15. Henricks, who went to the sidelines for the play, comes back in. Grasser's proven that he can run, but he's going to have to pick up some blocks. He's going to need some help downfield.
Well, they set that other one up with a really nice long downfield run by Jamie Seeley.
Right.
It didn't open with the fullback trap.
They got the movement on.
And now they got movement on the line. Laundry is down, and now they're getting frustrated. Grasser throws up his hands in utter frustration right now, knowing that with good field position, they don't need to give up 5, but they have to. And that'll mark it back inside the 40-yard line. They started at their 42, so they got a net minus 3 after 3 plays.
Should I mention that St. Cecilia scored again?
Is that right?
Yeah, so it's 48-0. Not even half time.
So St. Cecilia has outscored their opponents 130, what?
I'm running out of toes.
To nothing.
I'm running out of fingers.
Amazing. Trips to the right side. Inside handoff on the counter. And nothing doing as Sutton sniffs that one out. Carrying the ball was Netchcliffe, who came in from the wing back on the right side, cut across left tackle, but that was sniffed out well by Sutton, whose defense stayed at home and was not fooled by the misdirection. Brings up 3rd down now and 10. They got a couple back, but they were going for the home run ball on that. A little misdirection didn't happen.
3 minutes even on the second period clock as they send wides both ways. Peschick to the left side. And Netchklib out to the right side. I formation.
Lip
back
comes
to pass. Hinrichs being pressured. Does some fancy footwork. Has to scramble around. Keeps the ball. Got to running room. Up to the 50, 49-yard line. And so some nice ad-libbing there by the sophomore quarterback, Hinrichs. And it doesn't save the drive yet, but it makes it a little more doable on fourth down and three to save it. And that's what Sandy Creek will face here when they come back to the line of scrimmage. 2:23 and clock ticking until halftime. Allen's of Hastings halftime report at halftime. We'll remind you that our sister station, 98.9 FM, has the Platte River Preps scoreboard show at 9:40 right after the KKPR ball game ends. At about 9:40, Josh Sheldon will give you all the scores from around the area. Recaps from our five games. Shotgun formation. Whistle blows. Wow. Sandy Creek has got to be very frustrated. It's against the Cougars again. They had a chance to redeem that drive on a nice scramble by their quarterback, Hinrichs. They had a fourth and three, and now a five-yard penalty makes it fourth and almost 7 yards to go. That changes the complexion of things, and the punter is in. He'll stand at his 35-yard line or thereabouts for Sandy Creek. That is Derek Warner, Wagner. This is their second attempt. The first one didn't go so well. The bad snap gave Sutton a short field. That's a good snap this time. And a nice leg.
Nice play.
High kick, 15-yard line, taken by Weeby. Cuts to his right, goes out of bounds. Ball is on the ground. Sandy Creek got it at the 25. Weeby coughs it up.
That was a solid pop. I think that was Brett Peschick that just put a pop on that ball, and Weeby didn't know what hit him because that ball just popped straight up in the air.
Recovery on the fumble.
He didn't fumble the reception, but he fumbled when he was hit going out of bounds. And so Weeby coughs it up for Sutton. And the Cougars will try now to right the ship here a bit. With a minute 27 seconds to go, they've got better field position down at the 25-yard line of Sutton. I formation. They got a different quarterback in there now. Chase Merman is the quarterback for Sandy Creek.
Chase Merman, one of the guys that came from Clay Center? No, he did not. That's right, he's Sandy Creek. I saw he's a stud football player, or basketball player, rather.
Yeah. And we've got a penalty against Sandy Creek again. So two series in a row where they've had the chance at legit first and 10 or fourth and three. They've made a mental error, mapped back themselves up by five. Now it's first down and 15. And again, Merman is in at quarterback. Standing in there with him is Hinrichs, though. Shotgun formation. Back to pass, southpaw passer, and he gets it out in the flat, and it is caught down to the 20, 15, 10-yard line, 5-yard line, twisting a nice catch, and run by Brett Peschick. I didn't realize until he cranked up and threw that Merman was a southpaw, and he threw it out into the left flat. Peschick took it all the way down inside the 5, so Sandy Creek with a minute 18 to go in the first half is threatening to bring the score at least closer. They're down by 22. The man igniting them right now is Merman at quarterback. But again, Hinrichs, the starting quarterback, is still in there. He's playing tailback now. Wides both ways. Handoff goes to Hinrichs, and he takes his way inside the 5. I don't know if he got a whole lot. Clock is running. They don't have a bunch of time to kill here. As Merman comes to the sideline to get the play from the brain trust of the Sandy Creek Cougars, back out there now to relay it to his teammates. 50 seconds to go. A timeout is going to be called here, I think, by Sutton. Nope, they wind it up.
No, Sandy Creek's out of timeout.
Well, I thought Sutton was calling it, but it might have just been an equipment thing again. Merman, quarterback at the 5. Spread formation. Single setback is Hinrichs. And Merman will take it. He's got a convoy right side going into the end zone, standing up, touchdown.
Unbelievable.
Nice blocking there by Sandy Creek.
And I don't know if a change of quarterback sets up the blocking, but it seemed to do it that time, didn't it? That could have just as well been Hendricks, but for some reason they convoyed Berman, and they weren't protecting Hendricks.
Absolutely. Sutton bought everything up the middle and left that whole side of the field wide open, and they just tiptoed in untouched. Any of those three that were running around the right side could have had that touch.
That looked like the old Packers sweep there, 28-12. 29 seconds on the clock. Under center, keeper, left side, now pitch back to Hendricks. Fights forward, ball is on the ground, and the PAT will be no good. And so, with 29 seconds to go in the first period, Sandy Creek crawling back into this thing. It's 28-12, and we're back in 30 on the breeze. KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, back in 30 seconds.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I got your Rob Osman back at Sandy Creek on a beautiful evening for football. The whatever thunder boomers they were forecasting, at least we stayed away in the first half of play here. And the fireworks have remained pretty much on the field.
Yeah, and
we've been pretty good. We have six touchdowns. Three of them came as a result of Aaron's special teams plays. We'll talk about that at the halftime show. High kick by Sandy Creek, taken at the 20-yard line. Coming back the other way is Snyd, and he's going to get hammered right there by Brett Peschick. Nice special teams play that time, just as we were kind of hammered on the special teams players. That was a good one by both teams, 28-12. And Sutton will have one last chance here to get another one on the board. They have scored mostly by either the short field or the long drive, so we don't know what their quick strike capability is from this distance. It's an I formation. Spongberg is under center. They hand it up, tailback, and so they're content to sit on that lead, but a flag is down and the referees aren't going to let them do it.
No, absolutely not. This is probably going to go against Sandy Creek. It looks like we have a little extra hand in there on the tackle.
No, seizure call against Sutton. Mark the Mustangs back five. 20 seconds on the clock, 28-12 on the scoreboard. Sutton is in command here by 16 right now. But Sandy Creek scored after a muffed fumble. Try that again, fumble after the return on a punt at about the 25-yard line. So a short field score there for Sandy Creek. Bonberg is under center. The handoff again goes to the tailback. A little bit of running room, not much. They just really want to run the clock out, not the ball on the ground so much, and that's what they do. That's the end of the first half. And at the end of one, it is Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 12. It's homecoming here tonight at Sandy Creek. They're welcoming students from Clay Center for the first time at a homecoming here at Sandy Creek, and they'll have their royalty and the traditional homecoming ceremonies here at halftime as well. In the meantime, we will do our normal scoreboard thing. We'll get you up to date on scores around the region, get you set on stats, let you find out how we got to where we are. If you haven't been listening the entire evening, it's 28-12. On the Allens of Hastings halftime report, we'll pick that up in 2 minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the surrounding area for almost 120 years. Specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield and Clay Center.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
Where the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime here at Sandy Creek. Sutton leading in the homecoming game for Sandy Creek, 28-12. This is the halftime report, the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore on West 2nd in Hastings. The game opened up with Sutton taking the ball and going 67 yards with it in 6 minutes and 20 seconds, capped by a Tyler Keenan 9-yard end-around run. A 2-point conversion was completed, and Sutton was off to a relatively quick 8-0 score. A punt by Sandy Creek on their possession ended up with a snap, and Sutton ended up with the ball at the 30-yard line of Sandy Creek. That short field touchdown was capped on a 2-yard run by Sheridan, another 2-point conversion, and it was 14-0. The next drive started at the 40-yard line of Sandy Creek. A nice long run by Jamie Seeley, capped off by a 15-yard touchdown run by the fullback Grasser for Sandy Creek. Anthony Grasser scored from 15 yards out, and it made it 16-6. The next score was Keenan hauling in a 42-yard pass from Sponberg. And Sutton was on top by a margin of 22-6. Another score by Trey Seebeck made it 28-6. A Sandy Creek punt was fumbled after a run back by Sutton. Sandy Creek took over on their short field, and it was on the 25-yard. It was capped off by a 5-yard run by Merman, the substitute quarterback who came in, and made it 28-12, and that's where we stand right now. So a lot of fireworks, and as we said, there's 6 touchdowns on the board, but between the 2 errant punts, and the fumbled kickoff return, Sutton took over on the kickoff return. 3 of them came as a result of errant special teams plays. So, not a huge note of interest, but half of them came that way on short field. So that's the way we stand right now, 28-12 at halftime. Rob Osmond has some individual stats for you here.
Well, you can pretty much guess that Sutton has pretty much dominated the stats with this 28-12 lead. Lance Bomberg, 5 carries, 10 yards. Andrew Sheridan, from the I-back position, has carried 7 times for 20 yards. Does have a touchdown, a 3-yard scamper in the first quarter. Dustin Hahn, who had a lion's share of runs the first time we saw Sutton, has carried 3 times, or 2 times rather, for 11 yards. Reed Weavy has 2 carries for 32 yards. And then Grease has been coming in. Sam Grease has been coming in and picking up some runs for the Mustangs. He's carried 6 times. That's 14 yards. Pretty much a 1-2-3 yard at running back. He has carried 1 time for 9 yards on the end around as he picks up 9 yards, gets a touchdown via the run. He also had one by the air for a 42-yard touchdown pass in the first half also. He'll carry for 17 yards, and as far as passing goes, Bomberg is 5 for 6, and the one that dropped was by Keenan. Otherwise, he'd be perfect on the first half. Keenan clearly his favorite receiver. He has 4 receptions, rather, and 1 drop. And 97 yards via the air for the Mustangs over Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek is being led right now by James Thiele. Thiele's ran for over 200 yards here in the first two games, but here in this ball game, he's carried four times for 43 yards, as long as the 36-yard that set up the 16-yard scamper from Anthony Grasser. Now, Grasser's carried just two times for 18 yards, but that 16-yard touchdown run sets him apart. Jake Berman comes in to back up quarterback. He only carried the one time. He had a 6-yard run for a touchdown where he was wide open. Those are his yards, and he's one for one on passing as well. And that's how you end up with a 28-12 game. And you, again, you can see the staff from Sutton, and they just have so many different tools in their bag, so much arsenal, and they're just able to spread it out. They can run it, they can pass it, they can run short, they can run long. They're doing exactly what they need to do to ruin this homecoming for Sandy Creek.
Wouldn't have said that about Sutton much previous years.
No, not at all.
Really been a big turnaround here. They're heading for win number two, and it could happen. Sandy Creek has done some late first half changing in their offense, and we'll see what comes up there. They're down by 16.
Coach Neinmeyer knows exactly what he's doing. He'll come up with a good, solid game plan because he's got to turn this team around.
Give me a couple other scores here on KKPR. Overton leading Kennesaw 34-6. Alliance beating Grand Island Northwest 24-22. Hastings St. Cecilia has scored their 133rd point of the year and given up none. They've outscored their opponents 133-0 in 2.5 games, and that's going on there. That's just amazing.
They got a great offense and a fantastic defense.
Bertrand leading Elwood 34-6, and some other random scores here. I've got a line. Let's see, I just gave you that one. I got Lexington leading Sydney 25-9, and Aurora leading Beatrice in Class B 34-0. So Aurora rolls on in their Class B fortunes, and they're okay with St. Cecilia playing C1.
Did you give that? Yeah, absolutely.
They're okay with that.
They're the only ones.
Did you give that Hastings High?
No, I did not.
Trying to figure out where I saw them. I can find it. Hastings High. That was way up top there, wasn't it? We haven't had a Hastings scoring.
Well, I had
Seward leading Hastings 20-17 at the half.
There you go. Okay.
And McCook leading Gehring 27-13. Oh, there's a bunch of them there. Cambridge 29, Kearney Catholic nothing. And Mullen leading Hemingford 8-6. That's all in the second quarter. Maxwell 8, Elm Creek nothing. That was just a first quarter score. I'm guessing that's out in Maxwell for us to get to that late. All right, we're coming down here to the last 5 minutes or so of halftime. They crowned their homecoming king and queen here at Sandy Creek. We're going to crown this halftime report here in a moment or two, but right now let's take a break. We'll be back with more. Your halftime score on the Allens and Hastings halftime report is Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 12. We're back in 2 minutes.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Angles Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Angles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, and the Our Family line of products. This week's specials, good through Saturday, include USDA boneless beef rump roast, $2.49 a pound. Our Family canned vegetables, 49 cents a can. Angles Market has meat and cheese trays, 6-foot deli sub sandwiches for your football parties. Angles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield. Good luck, Cougars.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Air. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, halftime report here, and I want to remind you again that coming up after our ball game on our sister station, 98.9 FM, Josh Sheldon anchors the Platte River Preps scoreboard show, and we will have scores from all across the state. We'll have reports. We have five broadcast teams here on your Platte River radio chain of stations, including Doug Duda and Tony Davis over at the Overton-Kennesaw game. We are here with this one. Help me out, Rob. Where else are we at?
We've got Hazen Creek with Adams Central.
Okay.
And Blaine Bulis with the Hazen Time Sewer.
Randy Bushka is Kearney Catholic, and they're getting beaten by Cambridge right now by a pretty healthy margin. But there's no witnesses to that St. Cecilia game, so maybe it's not really happening
at all.
We've
got some stringers out there. Tyson Kaepernick is running around. We've got some people that are sipping some information to us that we certainly appreciate.
So, speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up. Got a score line here. If you wouldn't mind, put this in your cell phone speed dial. You know, if you're the game we're at tonight, fine. But if you're, you know, somewhere down the line, the speed dial you want to put in your cell phone is 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506. And that will help us along with some partials here as we pass things along. And we trade with other stations all the way across the state. So it helps everybody out if you do that. We would very much appreciate it. We also appreciate you telling folks that you can get all of your KLIQ football games on KLIQFM.com. You can go to PlatteRiverRadio.com, and there you will find a listing of all of our radio stations. Click on any one of those websites. Click on the podcast icon, and you can download any of the games that you might want from any of the five football games and four volleyball matches that we do per week collectively.
Free of charge.
Across, of course, Mike Will has Hastings College on Saturday afternoons
as
well. It's all there. The only thing we don't podcast is the Huskers because
other people do that.
We can't. All right. Teams are coming back on the field. Sutton has made, I won't say miraculous, but a significant turnaround in their football fortunes here. And we have witnessed now two out of the three first games of the year for Sutton. This is the first time we've seen Sandy Creek, definitely an improved ball club as well.
Yeah,
so
I was just going to say
before
that.
Before it's all over, don't write anybody off here, but Sutton certainly has shown themselves to be a worthy opponent of anybody tonight at 28-12 on top of Sandy Creek. The Cougars, with an adjustment, they changed quarterbacks with about 2 minutes to go on the last possession. Chase Merman, a junior, came into the ball game, and he replaced Mitch Hinrichs. Mitch stayed in at tailback, but Merman took over the controls, and for some reason, and who knows why that happens, the blocking got better, the receiving got a little better, and he had, it doesn't make any difference who's throwing the ball, it's just, it's 99% of it's half metal, as Kaylee Stingle used to say. So who knows what's going on. They're talking about who's going to get the ball in the second half of play here, as Sutton took the option and received in the first going. So the second half, it's going to be Sandy Creek wanting the ball, as they probably should. And so when we come back, we'll find Sutton kicking off to Sandy Creek on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Be back with the kickoff of tonight's homecoming game at Sandy Creek. Your score again is Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 12. Back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, both life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the surrounding area for almost 120 years. Specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good job. All right, we are about ready to open up the second half of play. Sandy Creek lost the coin toss in the first half, and of course they were able to have their choice in the second half as a result of that, because Sutton took the ball in the opening kickoff, ran it 67 yards and 6 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock and got the score. But Sandy Creek gets to open up offensively here in the second half, and they'll do that here momentarily. Sutton is now coming back on the field. The score line again, 308-646-0506. If you can find your way at games that we may or may not be at, if you could share that score with us and where they are in the game, that'd be great. Also want to remind you, Big Red Lunches, Schroeder's Smoked Foods, Food Court at the Conestoga Mall on Wednesday. Steve Sipple, columnist for the Lincoln Journal-Star through football. After tomorrow's Washington game, here's the kickoff. Justin Hale sends a line drive, and he's taken a nice catch there by Mervin on the fly, the guy that came in to play quarterback with 2 minutes to go in the first half. We'll see if he stays in as the signal caller.
Hendricks comes running out. Let's see if he's going to call a shot. He thinks Hendricks play off to Mervin. Looks like Mervin's going to be...
Hendricks stayed in. He just moved aside and he became the tailback.
Yep.
And Mervin will stay in there at quarterback.
Yeah.
Talk about the other guy looking over your shoulder, literally. Mervin is under center. They've got a bunch to the left side. They pitch it going left side. This is Hendricks, and he'll get snowed at about the 38-yard line. So still good field position for Sandy Creek, but that walks back five. It'll be second down and 15 yards to go, and the Cougars come back to the line of scrimmage. The quarterbacks run all the way over to the sideline and pick up the play from the coaches and then come back and relay it to their teammates. The defense is not significantly different for the Mustangs this time around. They're running a four-man front. Four linebackers, three defensive backs.
Equipment timeout.
Oh, that's the key off the field. That's what it was. Mervin in the shotgun. He's got a spread, double wides both ways. Calls out the signals, high snap, brings it down nicely, back to pass, pressured out into the flat. He's got a man, and he turns it upfield for 5 yards or thereabouts, gets out to about the 43-yard line. The reception there was Andrew Kuta, the tight end, rather. And that'll move the marker up to the 42-yard line or thereabouts with third down and about 8 yards to go.
Good pass, so nice poise in the pocket by Mervin.
About a 7-yard pickup there on the pitch catch in the flat to the tight end. Safety valve receiver, that was a nice presence there by the quarterback.
Good look off, yes.
Under center. Wides both ways. Single set back is Hendricks.
Now they fire it out in the flat again. This is Netchum. And Netchum is tackled at the 45-yard line for a little or no game, fourth down. And 6-7 yards to go for Sandy Creek. And this looks to be another punting situation for Sandy Creek. They have punted twice. Let me try that again. They went into punt formation twice. They got one nice punt. The other one was an errant snap. And on that errant snap, a short field was set up, and Sutton was able to score this for the second time tonight. Now, look, the up man is Merman, the quarterback, but they play it straight. Nice snap, nice kick. Justin Hale is going to try and field it on the run at the 15, does 20, 25. Hale comes the other way to the 35, almost 40-yard line. Justin Hale for Sutton is pushed out of bounds over on the far sidelines there by Matt Beck.
A couple late flags
of the Cougars.
Amen. You got one early flag, and then another one just popped out over here. I think the first one was going to be a block in the back. Let's see how they call that.
That was a nice run back by Hale as he sure-handedly picked up that ball. I'm sure if he'd left it on the ground, he'd have been talking to, but he ran, picked it up on the run, got it out to almost the 30-yard line.
Both of them are on Sutton. Unsportsmanlike conduct. And an illegal block in the back, exactly. So there you go. That's going to hurt Sutton. Now Sandy Creek's defense can come alive and bring a quick stop to this.
The only saving grace about this at all is that they got first down because they took field position from the 30 all the way back. All the way back, they're still walking to inside the 10-yard line.
Oh, boy.
So they sacrificed 21 yards of field position on the illegal block to the back and the personal foul, the unsportsmanlike. 10-12 to go, third period. We're just underway. Sandy Creek's first possession ended in a punt. And now deep in their own territory with 10-12 to go in the third. Sutton has Spongberg under center and a little mix-up between him and the fullback. And again, fullback didn't want to give it up. Quarterback didn't want to give it up. So Sandy Creek said, we'll tackle both of you. And they did. And again, getting his nose in, Andrew Kudas.
You know, we noticed that when we saw Sutton play in our first game of the year. Spomberg liked to keep that ball in there and then pull it out at the last minute. And if you're already getting contact, you want that ball wrapped up quick. And Spomberg's just not giving him that time to do it.
Spomberg under center. Now they work the option left side. And not much doing there as they scoot around and get a little bit more daylight than they thought. There was a convoy on the far side of the field, hard to pick up, but it looks like they picked up about 5 yards on the left side of the offense there. That kind of got into the shadows and in back of 22 guys on the field. So as they unpile, they move the chain, they move the ball about 6 yards, and the down and distance markers, third and 5 yards to go. Wood River just scored. Wood River scores the first touchdown in nine quarters. No, 11 quarters against St. Cecilia.
We'll get an update on that here.
Running play goes for a little of nothing for Sutton. It brings up fourth down, so Sutton has to punt deep in their own territory. First time they've had to punt tonight. And this one's going to be a Lulu for their kicker, who's going to have to stand about his own goal line. And, of course, give lots and lots of props to the center, who's got to make a good center to the kicker. Standing back at the goal line, the kicker is Johnson. No, Greece. Gets a nice kickoff, though, and it goes all the way out to the 50. Bobbled there by the return man. Ball almost pops out, and that was a great special teams play. Standing at his goal line, he kicked it a full 50, picked up at the 48-yard line, and immediately tackled there.
was the return man, Brett Pesek. Yeah, two things happened that made that good for Sutton. One, the snap was low. It rolled up to the punter. He did a good job of being able to pick it up, first of all, and get a kick on it. Then he boots it, and it gets bobbled by Sandy Creek, and they had good special teams presence downfield to make that nice open field tackle. Good field position still for Sandy Creek, but Sutton dodged a bullet on that one because they were deep in their own hole. 9:20, 48-yard line of Sandy Creek, their own 48, good field position. Merman hands off to Hendricks. Hendricks tries to gallop around the left side, and he'll be tackled there by Grease and a host of other Mustangs. Also in the on the tackle there, Luke Drudick. Second down and about 10 and a few inches. Lost a couple inches on that. That's a tough run for Hendricks. He thought he could slip a tackle and get back to the line of scrimmage, and he was just lucky to do that. But Hendricks has kind of replaced Seeley. Seeley is the running back, and Seeley had a nice gallop in the first half, set up the first touchdown for Sandy Creek. He had about a 40-yard run, didn't he? 3 yards?
Yeah, he did. 42 yards.
Shotgun, Merman takes the snap. Now it is the wingback coming from the right to the left, and he'll be pulled down shy of midfield. Mark Netchlib
can add a few yards to this one, too.
The ball is spotted at the 50, but you think there's a personal foul afterwards? We'll see.
I believe that to be the case. I think it's going to be a minor one. I'm not sure. They're going to call it a horse collar tackle.
It's going to be against the defense. And we'll see where they spot it. The penalty marches down at the 48-yard line of Sandy Creek. Progress was to the 50. 28-12, Sutton on top of Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek's second possession of the second half. All right, let's see where they're going to mark that ball. They're standing at the 50, and they're going to mark it to the 45 and the 40 and the 35-yard line of Sutton. A 15-yard penalty. Apparently on the tackle of Netchlib. And so now they've got a new formation in there with Merman at the quarterback spot, and Grasser is the tailback. The big guy wides both ways. Big guy's going to get it. He cuts back and just gets ahead of steam up at about 6, 7, 8, 9 yards down to about the 25-yard line. That's the Grasser, who is a big dude. He kind of looks like there was a fullback for the Bears years ago. He's a tall, gangly guy. Played for Stanford. He kind of looked like him out there.
Well, that was just a straightforward power run. I mean, he just followed the fullback and just did just powered his way through that line.
Ball is spotted at the 32-yard line. That brings up a second down and manageable 3 yards to go now for the Cougars. Cougars have a new fullback, Dwayne Colburn, in there as well. So a new set of backs entirely from the early going of the game. Merman, the quarterback, gives it to Grasser, tries to skirt the right side. Not enough speed for that. And he'll be gang tackled there by Sheridan. And coming up off the bottom of the pile there, I think is, let's see.
He had about seven wide.
Max Olson might have been the guy.
He had about seven guys from the Mustangs in on that tackle there. Great pursuit.
I'm wrong. That was Matthew Betcher. And that was a nice gang tackle by Sutton, but the gang leader there was Betcher. And the big fullback turned tailback just didn't have the scoots to get around the right side. Now they've got Hendricks back in there at tailback, and Merman still under center, wides both ways. Back to pass is Merman. Southpaw stands, plants, fires down the middle, almost picked off. Coverage there by Wiebe.
Wiebe
intended for Pesek.
He almost had it. He got a hand on it. He almost was able to bring that thing in.
Intended receiver Pesek, 6:45 to go third. And Sandy Creek now facing a fourth down. Still deep in territory of Sutton at the 30-yard line, just the ball nosing just inside the 30-yard line with a fourth down and call it 5 yards to go. So they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Now.
They've got a kicker that looks like he's got distance on the leg, but that's still quite a deal at the high school level to set up a field goal.
Yeah, they're going to have to talk about it. They just took too much time getting back to the line, so Coach Neidemeyer wants to call timeout on the
6:45 to go third period. Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 12. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek took the ball at 9:20 to go in the third at the 48. They're on 48-yard line. By virtue of a long penalty, the ball is deep into Sutton territory inside the 30, but now they have failed to make much forward progress, and it's fourth down and five to go for Sandy Creek, just calling the timeout, and now time back in. As Merman stays in at quarterback, Hendricks is one of the running backs. Grasser is still out there at the one wing back and wides both ways each way. Shotgun for Merman. Back to pass. Looking downfield. Fires across the middle, and it is almost again picked off in and out of the hands of Kuta, the tight end, and it popped up, and it looked like Tyler Keenan back there almost made the pickoff for Sutton. Keenan, the sure-handed tight end on the other side of the ball, also scored two touchdowns tonight, but was unable to come up with the interception pick on that. Net result, though, still a turnover on downs. And so Sutton will get the ball back, 6:40 in the third. Shotgun formation. Keeper by the quarterback, Sponberg. He's got a little running room, and that closes up real quickly after about a two-yard gain. Coming in and hammering him was Austin Timmerman. Yeah, Sponberg had it was a quarterback draw all the way, and Sponberg thought he could get a little bit of room around the corner, but just some good tackling by Sandy Creek. Get that from going anywhere. And so second down, and still about 8 yards to go. A little bit of progress on that. Shotgun formation by Sponberg again, wides both ways. Slot man left side, slot man right side. Fires over in the flat. Weeby comes in to make the catch, but he had to fall down doing it. Didn't make a lot of progress after the catch at all. Fell right down, but he still had about a 4-yard gain on it. It'll be third down. And a strong three, short 4 yards to go for Sutton. This drive started about the 31 of Sutton. Clock stopped on that incompletion. They wind it now. And it's under 5.5 to go in the third. Shotgun Sponberg. Wides both ways, slots both ways. And whistle stops play every way. Flag on the far side of the field. Procedural call. This will be an offensive penalty. And for the fourth or fifth time tonight, the team with possession of the ball is doing their best to knock the wheels off their own drive.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's not so much the defense that's turning the tide of the game. It's the fact that the offense hasn't been as productive as it was in the first half.
All right, they wind the clock. The penalty now, 5:15 to go third. Sponberg, wides both ways, slots both ways. Shotgun, back to pass. Looks around, now pulls it down. Has to scramble, and he's going to be back at the 20-yard line.
Flag on the play, and this is going to be a holding call. So they may pretty much think about declining this penalty.
Credit Dwight Colburn with the tackle there, regardless of the flag. That was still a nice pursuit of Sponberg, the quarterback. We've had no scores here in the second half after 6 touchdowns between the two teams in the first half. Holding call this time against Sutton is declined. Sutton will go for the, Sandy Creek will try for the field position. They've got twin safeties standing at midfield in a punting situation for Sutton. Greece is the punter. He's standing at his 5-yard line. He knocked a 48-yarder before and got Sutton out of trouble for the time being. Nice snap. Good kick, angles it out of bounds at the 45. Now it takes an inbounds pass. Bounce and goes back to the 35-yard line. Pesek picks it up. He's going around the other way. At midfield, far side of the field, cuts back, 40, and down to almost the 30-yard line is Brett Pesek for Sandy Creek, who fielded it at the 35 and took it the other way about the 30. So about a 35-yard punt return
for good popping down there, and Sandy Creek picked up a super block. I didn't catch who it was, but there was a big block downfield, and that sprung Pesek for that last 15 yards.
So with 4:45 to go in the third, Pesek puts Sandy Creek in great field position. They're starting deep again inside Sutton territory, this time 32 of Sutton.
Great opportunity. We got a player down on the field for Sandy Creek.
Henricks, they say, is suffering a leg cramp down there, so they're trying to stretch him out. It is wet and wild out here because of the humidity. And so, yeah, that's what we were talking about for the first time. I don't know how many years and not much wind here at Sandy Creek. Usually the Spangled Banner opens up with Save Low, Say Can You See? And I'm thinking, no, I can't. Where is the flag? It was hanging limp to the flagpole, and you couldn't see Old Glory. Now she's kind of waving there a little bit. Looks like a brief breeze out of the southeast. It's a beautiful, you know, field and everything. It kind of sits up on a hill, and that just picks up all the wind. But it is so immaculate. I mean, you know, that's one thing I've really noticed this year is the fields are looking really good.
What's going to settle on it?
Exactly. This one gets vacuumed every day.
That's right.
All right. Well, again, we had a cramp that they've kind of worked out there on one of the Sandy Creek players. He's all right. Coming up, we've got a first down at the 32-yard line of Sutton Sandy Creek with the controls. And 4:45 to go on the third period of clock. They are down by 16 points, 28-12. I formation, Merman under center. Grasser dots the eye, the big guy, gets the handoff, and he tries to scoot through the right side of the line, picks up 2 or 3 yards, got down to the 30 as he kind of is probing that defense for Sutton. Merman comes to the near side, picks up the play, runs back and forth across field. You talk about fatiguing just for the quarterback. He's running about 25 yards per play just to go see the coach's play.
Yeah.
55-7, by the way, in St. Cecilia.
Wow.
Wowzer, wowzer.
Anybody interested in 55-7? Thanks.
High formation with Merman under center again. Second down, and we'll call it 7 yards to go. Takes the handoff to the fullback now on the counter, gives it to Grasser again, fights forward for another 3 or 4 yards, but a penalty marker comes in.
Yeah, this could be holding also.
So you'd think by week 3 we'd start to clean up a little bit of this stuff.
Oh, face mask.
And it's on 7. So Sutton gets called on a face mask defensively. So a nice struggle forward by Grasser will be added to by the personal foul on Sutton.
Big one.
And that's going to mark it 5 more yards, and that'll go inside the 25-yard line. So it'll be enough, though, for a first down. No, it won't be enough for a first down.
No,
it'll be second down coming and 2 yards to go. But it reversed it from 8 to go to 2 to go. And the clock running at 3:46 to go in the third period. Merman again comes out. He'll go under center this time. They go wide both ways. Pesek to the right side. Netchklib to the left side. Eye formation. Grasser dots the eye. Big guy gets it again. No, they take it. Him firing downfield. And it is picked off the goal line. Nels Johnson at the 10, 15, 20-yard line for Sutton. And Nels Johnson saves the day on a drive that started deep in Sutton territory. I don't know if that ball was tipped or he just slipped off his fingers, but it was kind of a wobbly ball going downfield. Great ball handling that time by Merman because it looked like he handed off to the tailback. Play action keeper fooled me, but not the defense. And it was a pickoff by Nels Johnson.
I tell you, the first half, when Merman came in, he looked so calm and poised in the pocket. And everything was firing with strikes for him. And now the second half he's come out, he's really off to a rough start. He just doesn't look so settled back there.
3:21 to go in the third,
And an option play. Here comes Fonberg right side. He's got some running run across the 30. Breaks three. 35, 40, 50, 45. Fonberg still on his feet. 30. Fonberg with a convoy. 10, 5. Touchdown, Sutton.
83 yards
touchdown run by Sutton. Lance Fonberg looked a little like Tommy Frazier in the Fiesta Bowl years ago. Got stopped 2-3 times and then broke free, and a long gainer for the touch. And it's 34-12 in favor of Sutton, whose second half didn't open up all that splendidly either. This is the first score of the second half. Sutton had been pinned way deep in their own territory. The punting of Sam Greese kind of kept things respectable. He had about a 52-yard punt a little bit ago. Sandy Creek kept the pressure on but couldn't convert through an interception. And on the ensuing play, an 83-yard touchdown by the quarterback, Lance Fonberg.
He just wasn't going to go down. I mean, he was just getting hit. He had two defenders wrapped around him, and he just somehow just broke his way through it and just slipped tackles.
And all of a sudden, at about the 30-yard line of Sandy Creek, he picked up a convoy in back of him, and they defended his
I think he slanked down enough they could catch up to him.
Yeah. Come on, guys, join the fun. All right, they're going to go for two. Spongberg under center, I formation, back to pass, looking, tries to find it, overthrows the wingback over there, Nels Johnson, wide out Nels Johnson, who had the interception just a moment ago. So the score remains Sutton 34, Sandy Creek 12. 3:03 to go in the third. We're back in a half minute. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
An interception by Nels Johnson at the goal line gave Sutton a defensive play that they needed, and then offensively, Lance Sponberg, the quarterback on a keeper, ran it 83 yards for a touchdown, and Sandy Creek looked like they were knocking at the door to tighten things up, and now they are down again. 34-12, down again by 22 points.
Just a good run. Good blocking all the way around for Sutton. The Mustangs starting to...
That was the first score of the second half by anybody, by the way. Our halftime score was 28-12. And here comes the Justin Hale kickoff. It's a line drive. It goes off the fingertips of the return man, goes into the end zone, and that'll be an automatic touchback. So Matt Beck couldn't control it. He jumped up to try and catch that line drive kickoff, and it went off his fingertips, luckily for him, into the end zone. And instead of turning it back over to Sutton, as did happen in the early going, Sandy Creek muffing a kickoff by Sutton, and Sutton recovering and scoring off of that. Sandy Creek will retain possession of the ball on the 20-yard line, their own 20, 2:57 to go in this third period of play. Grasser remains in there as the eye back. Under center is Merman. Eye formation, wides both ways. Grasser again gets it as they pound the ball.
Nothing
but not much. Knocking at the door, but you can't come in. The up man in this formation continues to be Dwayne Colburn. Colburn and Grasser seeing much more action here in the second half with Merman as the quarterback. Hendricks had stayed in, the starting quarterback, Hendricks had stayed in as a running back, and then he suffered some muscle cramping and has not played a prominent role since then. I think he's standing on the sideline.
He's
not in the ball game, but he is standing. He's all right.
Right, he's fine. He's just got a little bit of a cramp going on.
Feely's out. They send Netchklib wide to the left side. Teschik wide to the right side.
The I formation with Merman under center. Next flip comes in motion, left to right, and whistles. And delay a game. Sandy Creek will walk back 5 yards.
Just got some word that for Sandy Creek, Jameson Steele, their top running back in the summer, had broke his femur. And it's starting to bother him tonight, so that is why, out of safety's sake, he is not in the ball game.
Ooh. That is a big break.
It is. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to come
and
back.
And I don't mean that in the fourth. I mean breaking that femur bone is a big break. That's a big bone to break is what I meant to say. Not like a big opportunity. Back to pass. Merman scrambling around. Finally has a little bit of daylight. Now that's covered up as two Mustangs come in there and get him about the line of scrimmage. That might have been Grease in there. Grease or Tyler Keenan in there on defense coming up from the safety spot. Now, see, Merman just not looking so settled in the pocket now all of a sudden. I'm not sure what happened, but because he had all the confidence in the world there in the first half, and now all of a sudden the second half.
Well, in the first half, his one pass was out in the flat. Now they're trying to go vertical, and it's a whole different ballgame, literally.
Minute and a half, third period. Netchlip comes wide to the left side. Everybody else is in tight. Grabs through the setback in the eye. They fake it to him. Penalty markers down again. And again, the ball is batted as they attempt a crossing pattern to the tight end, Andrew Kuda.
Got a flag on the play.
And this is procedural call against Sandy Creek, so they mark it back another five. So it'll be third down now, close to 20 yards to go after they mark things off. Nope, they decline the penalty, so it'll be fourth down and 15. Sutton wants the ball back, and they've got a safety man at the 50-yard line to return the kick. That safety man should be Justin Hale standing at the 50. And the punter, Derek Wagner, is standing at about the 4-yard line. Good snap. Good kick.
Almost blocked.
45-yard line is where Hale picks it up, and he goes upfield to the 40, almost the 39, but he's hammered there and put back to the 42.
I think I saw another flag come on. Yeah, there's another flag on the field.
Another flag on the field.
And that will undoubtedly be a block to the back. It is.
It is, yeah.
Sutton committing that block to the back, and so a nice return by Hale will be negated to a certain extent. Sutton will still have decent field position. It's going to go back to about the 47-yard line, it looks like, of Sutton. So they get good field position, their own 47 this time instead of nearly the 39 of Sandy Creek. So that was a significant penalty, about a 15-yarder there net.
Still good field position for the Mustang.
So that one ends in a punt, and Sutton hands the ball off. I should say Spongberg Fort Sutton hands the ball off to Hale, the wing back, as he comes back around. Goes into the middle of the line. It doesn't get a lot, but about 5 yards. I take that back. He did get a lot. He got about 6 yards.
Yeah, he put the shoulders down, and he was picking them up down.
12 seconds to go here. In the third.
So we have time for one more play. I can get it off here.
High formation. Spongberg calls out the signals. Hand off again goes to the running back in the middle of the line. And he picks up maybe a yard, noses the ball down to the 45-yard line. Third down coming with about 4 yards to go. Clock now is down to 10 seconds in the third period, and I think Sutton is about ready to just let her run out.
Yeah,
they'll take the ball game into the fourth quarter with a 34-12 lead. Sutton on top. It's your high school game of the week. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Stop in today at Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes that Clay Center, Sandy Creek, Sutton, and all the area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Sutton let the clock run down there and took the ball game into the fourth where we're starting right now. They've got a 34-12 lead. They got a third down and about four to go, and they hand it off to the running back, and it comes, and again, a grab to the face mask as Hale was brought down, and I think they're going to tack on a lot more because that flag came in very, very vigorously. Yeah. And I think they're going to tack 15 more onto that. Hale had the run off the wingback position. Justin Hale is a 160-pound senior. He was hauled down at the 37-yard line, and they're going to mark it way down
by the face mask he was grabbed
inside the 26-yard line.
They called it a flagrant foul, but really it wasn't intentional. It was just somebody just trying to reach up and grab something, and it just happened to be the face mask, and that's what you got to avoid.
Spongberg now under center with a first down inside the 25 of Sandy Creek. And again, the inside handoff. This time goes to Sheridan, and he pounds his way down to about the 11-yard line. Sheridan is stopped in there by Brady Hendricks, defensive end.
They may have the measure for this one. Nope, they're going to give it.
So Sutton with a first and 10 just outside the 10-yard line of Sandy Creek, going in for the kill shot here. With a 34-12 lead, Sandy Creek could have a tough time coming back off of this one. They've got three men in the backfield. It's a power eye formation, strong left on the inside handoff. Hale again, the wing back inside, gets down inside the 5-yard line. They're using that wing back inside trap to some devastating results against Sandy Creek here. Weeby ran it well earlier, and now they got Hale in there pounding the ball.
Yeah, that was just a good theme for him to come. When he shuffled his way to the right side and made it through the line of scrimmage, he had a big theme to follow. And he just worked his way through and picked up some good yardage.
It would be fun if we had instant replay to watch the line play because it's obviously the line that's working those holes very, very well with the pulling and the seal and trap blocks going on the inside there. But it's hard to see on the original action. Now they're going to take a timeout here for the Mustangs. So with 10:41 to go in this one, 34-12, Mustangs on top. We're back in a half a minute. On the high school game of the week, you're listening to 94.5 FM, The Breeze, and KLIQFM.com.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Go ahead, take it. Got a few scores to pass along to you. Aurora, 41-0 over Beatrice at the end of the third quarter. Lexington, 31-9 over Sydney midway through the third. And Cambridge, 36-7 over Kearney Catholic. That's at the end of the third also.
All right, the ball is spotted just inside the 6-yard line at about the 5.5. And the Sutton Mustangs, just calling the timeout, are facing a second down. And goal to go. Again, Hale, inside handoff off the wingback position. Did he get in? If not, he's darn close to the goal line. Let's see where they unpile. They've been running him off the wing back, power eye, wing back, strong left, over to the right side. But he got inside enough for a first down. So it's going to be Sutton first and goal to go
from inside the 3-yard line of the Cougars.
I don't know why they're still showing third down.
It's been that way all night. And again, ball's out. Ball is mishandled on the exchange between the running back.
I think Sandy Creek got it.
Sandy Creek will pick the ball up deep in their own territory, so they fend off the, as I call it, chill shot, so they still have a chance here. Although they got to get something going rapidly to overcome a 22-point deficit, down 34-12. That fumble, we're just going to call it a mess up in the backfield. It was the potentially the fullback and the quarterback. They've had a little bit of a war getting things exchanged here. And so Sandy Creek, with 10 minutes to go in this ball game, takes over at their own, we'll call it, 2-yard line. Berman is under center, and he hands off straight ahead. Someone trying to get some breathing room.
He didn't get out of the end zone.
He didn't, and they're going to call it a safety. The running back's knee obviously went down in the end zone, although it was not an obvious safety. You'd have had him down there and watch it, but Sandy Creek will give up 2 points and have to kick it back to Sutton. So that makes the score 36-12. And Sandy Creek will have to give the ball back to Sutton. They have the option of either kicking from the tee or punting back to the Mustangs.
Just some good, solid defensive line there for the Mustangs, as they just were not going to give one bit, and right up the middle it goes and right into that heart of that Sutton defense.
Breeze kicking up a little bit here.
Wood River scored, by the way, again against St. Cecilia, but they missed the extra point, so it's 55-13, St. Cecilia on top.
Adams Central trailing Creek, 28-14, early fourth.
Interception return, 90 yards interception return for Adams Central.
All right, they're going to do the key, the free kick off the tee. And placing the ball on the tee is Sebastian Linderdahl again, the senior place kicker.
I'll kick everybody.
And the ball is fielded at about the 25-yard line. Brought back the other way by Hale again. And Hale brings it to the 35-yard line, which under normal circumstances would be great field position, but Sutton is not used to such offer pickings.
Yep, absolutely, Buck. A good test.
So on the free kick, Sutton returns the ball to their own 35-yard line after the safety, and now leading by 24 points. Sutton has the ball again. Wides both ways. I formation. Handoff goes to the tailback. That's Sheridan. He'll struggle forward for a yard or two. Not great running game on either team's part tonight.
No, not really. I kind of expected someone to kind of shine here a little bit.
And as you mentioned, Jamie Seeley, who you said broke a femur earlier in the summer.
Right.
Right, really, just in the summer. Usually those things take a while to heal.
A year ago.
We stand corrected. Broke his femur, which is a serious injury for anybody, and certainly especially a running back.
Right.
And worked his way back. A couple of things happened. I mean, you got to have that leg all casted up, and then, of course, that atrophy is, you got to build it back up. Anyhow, to make a long story short, he had a nice run and set up a touchdown in the first half for Sandy Creek. We haven't seen much of him, and they said it's because his leg is beginning to bother him a little bit that he's been sitting down. So that may have been what precipitated Merman coming in at quarterback.
Very true.
And Hendricks coming in as the tailback because they lost the services of Seeley. So instead of a relief job on Hendricks, it may have been that Hendricks was relieving Seeley. That is one of those stories you don't find out too well after the ball game. Now the kicker for Sandy Creek, who also has been on defense, coming up hobbling. That is Derek Wagner.
He's a punter, yeah.
Yeah, that could be big trouble for
he's kind of
Sandy Creek. Kind of hitching his get along there. Looks like his left leg is bothering him. Now that would be his plant foot if he's called on to punt, so my guess is that they're going to try and get him back up to speed as quickly as possible, but it'll be a while before Sandy Creek would be called upon to punt. He may have cramped up as well. That may have just been a cramp, come to think of it.
Very true.
High formation, Sponberg now back in action. Takes a handoff, back to pass, fires down, and it is complete on the far side. That looks like Tyler Keenan again. And a nice grab by Keenan, the tight end, who has two touchdowns and some nice defensive plays as well for Sutton. Tyler Keenan scored on a 9-yard end around, scored on a 43-yard, 42-yard touchdown reception in the first half. That first touchdown coming in the opening drive of this ball game. Sutton has never not had the lead. 36-12 is the score right now. 9 to go in this one. Handoff goes to the tailback again, Sheridan. Nope, try that again. That is Trey Seebeck, and Seebeck comes up to the 49-yard line.
Gain of about three or four
yards. Second down, 6 yards to go. Johnson comes out of the ball game at wide receiver, and Rath goes in at the wide receiver to the right side. Weeby is back in as the wing back. He goes strong to the right. I formation in back of Sponberg, who's under center. Movement in the line there. I think they're going to call it offside or a
right
motion penalty against Sutton.
Yeah, the right tackle did a little bit of jumping, by the way.
And so, again, as has been the case with both of these ball clubs, they have not done themselves any favors with down and distance because of 5-yard penalties. So with 8:27 on the clock, it'll wind again now after that penalty mark off, second down. And they've got to get all the way up to the 45-yard line of Sandy Creek for the first down. I formation, wide out to the right side. Option, right side. Pitch to the tailback, and he's got some running room across midfield down to the 45. That is Trey Seebeck again, and it looks like he's got enough for a first down. Seebeck took the pitch on the right side, cut it successfully back across the center of the field, and broke the chains for the first down.
Yeah, he picked up a good run on that outside. It was a late pitch, but boy, he made some good cuts. Got some extra yards for the Mustangs.
Drive started at the Sutton 35. It's down to the 42-yard line of Sandy Creek now. Sutton has had a couple of drives tonight of 6 minutes plus that ended in scores. And they looked a lot like this one. Yep. Rath wide to the right side. Under center Sponberg, power eye, strong right. Handoff tailback, cuts back to Sheridan, and he spins as he goes down and picks up that extra 1 or 2 yards and spinning that way tends to do. And so that'll be second down and 6 yards to go.
I think Billy Games a final, 55-13. Freshman getting in there to get a little bit of playing time for St. Cecilia.
55-13. Wow. Sponberg faces second down and about five, back to pass now, fires in the flat. He's got a man in and out of the hands of Justin Hale over on the far side. Third down. Third down. I'm trying to find the up marker. Is it right by the third or is it prior?
First down's going to be right at about the 35.
Okay, there he is. Okay, third down and about six to go. My marker guy got lost in the crowd there all of a sudden.
A hard color to pick up with the red.
Under center is Sponberg again. And again on the little bit of inside trap movement on Hale from the wingback position. He gets good progress down to the 30-yard line to the 28. And I'm assuming his knee didn't mark too far down. He should have gotten the first down. They say his knee was down at the 30. The ball got down to the 28, and that should be good to go for a first down for Sutton. They renew their down and distance at first and 10, 6:41 to go in the ball game, and now they are coming up on 3 minutes of possession in a row on this drive. Wingman is a strong side right. That's Hale. Now they go to Sheridan, the tailback, and he hammers away down to the 25-yard line. It'll be second down and 5 yards to go.
Sheridan's quietly having a pretty good game.
Overton, Kennesaw on KKPR right now, probably about wrapping up. After that ball game and the post game, we'll have the Platte River Preps scoreboard show on 98.9 FM. We think about 9:40 tonight. And that'll go all the way until 11 o'clock. Josh Sheldon with scores and wrap-ups from the five games that we're doing here on our Platte River radio chain of games. And other scores, Bob Jantz from Huskland Preps. A couple of the coaches we hope will be on there. Kearney High's Brandon Cool is usually a guest on that. So if you're driving home tonight, make sure you got that tuned on, 98.9 FM. We're glad you're with us here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com. Running play doesn't do it. Third down now, about 3 yards to go. Spongberg under center, takes the handoff to the up man, gives to Sheridan. He's not going to get it either. And he'll be dropped back for about a 2 or 3 yard loss, is Sheridan. So it's going to be fourth down and pretty good distance to go for a first down. Fourth down at about 4.
Andy Creek defense kind of digging in, having some sparks in there and making some good coverage, but with 5 minutes to go, their time is
down by 24, 4:55 on the clock. Sandy Creek is not going to win this one. But, again, when you got a team in the formulative stages,
right?
You got to play your heart out no matter what because they're playing for position.
It's pride, and this is a rivalry game. I mean, this is a big game here.
Swing it out, Sheridan in the backfield. Got some running room, got a first down, got more. Touchdown, Sutton.
24 yards out. Was that Sheridan?
That was
or Keenan.
No, that was Sheridan on the reception on the flat. Sheridan, the tailback, caught that little swing-out pass, had the first down, and then all of a sudden, a little bit like his quarterback earlier did, got a little momentum and pulled away from the pack and got in. 42-12 now. And again, Sutton goes for two all the time. Wide to the left side. Spongberg is going to be captured in the backfield and wrapped up. In fact, that was not even Spongberg, a quarterback. That was Cole Wiseman as the quarterback. He is a freshman. So they're getting a little playing time for the freshman there at the quarterback position in essentially a meaningless two-point conversion because it's 42-12, a handy 30-point lead here for Sutton. And Sheridan on that scores his first touchdown of the evening.
Second one, actually.
Hit a 3 yard run back in the first quarter, last quarter of the second quarter.
All right.
Our first quarter, right?
All right. Sutton will be kicking off for the sixth time. They're getting that play down pretty well. And Hale, the wingback, has been the kicker most of the evening. Sutton comes in and ruins homecoming for Sandy Creek. And now they tee the ball up at the 40-yard line. 4.5 to go in this one. And it's a swim kick, gets past the first line of defenders, picked up at the 38-yard line, and coming back the other way is Sandy Creek. We'll see who picked that one up as they unlayer off the football and peel him off the turf. That was Peschick on the return, Brett Peschick.
I tell you what, defensively, I'm really impressed with Brett Peschick. He does some serious popping out there. He's got some good field awareness, and now he gets a little bit of ball handling in him.
First down for Sandy Creek, down by 30. 4:24 to go in this one. Right after the game, of course, we'll recap the individual stats and scoring and send you either back to music on 94.5, where tomorrow morning, I think it's 9:30 game on the Breeze for Nebraska and Washington, 2:30 kick in that nationally televised game, but we'd like you to keep it on the Breeze as long as you can, especially for the pregame.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wraps up or gets a pregame
put down like they do on the
court. No, I tell you what, our version of Oscar and Felix Mattingson and Lane Grindle, you can't miss that. They don't like each other. They like each other, but like Oscar and Felix, you'd never know it. 4:24 to go in this one. We've got a timeout here on the field. I think we'll keep it right here for the time being. A 25. Did you have a 25-yard distance on the reception by Sheridan?
I did.
Right. Then we're symbiotic on that one. 24. Okay.
Yeah.
Made it 42-12. That was the last score. The halftime score was 22.
Couple of the scores for you. Eustis Barnum 20. Arapaho 12. Had 3 minutes to go in that one. Hastings High 34, Seward 26. That's midway through the fourth quarter. Gothenburg 28, Kimball 14. That's starting the fourth.
Halftime score was 28-12. I gave you the 28-12. It's 42-12 now. Sandy Creek obviously not scoring here in the second half. And Sutton was late getting going here in the second half. They laid 20 more on Sandy Creek as penalties fall again. Penalty flags fall again. Merman remains in at quarterback. Sandy Creek, and again, we won't know this story for a while, but Sandy Creek obviously suffered a bit of an injury situation when Jamie Healy, we find out, whose leg was giving him problems. The leg that was recovering from a broken bone the year earlier. And so that, I think that precipitated a lot of shifts in the backfield. Hendricks, the starting quarterback, moved to tailback. Merman moved into the quarterback position. Under center now, he fires it out into the flat, and it's a lateral that is completed. Hale comes up. Jacob Zuka with the catch there. 130-pound junior. And just had nowhere to go. Had to go back to get the pass, and then just had absolutely nowhere to go. We're getting a lot of subs in here, as you'd expect. Under 4 minutes to go. Sutton has some pretty, a couple of guys there with some pretty clean white jerseys on. And now Sandy Creek goes with double wides to the left side. Big guys to the right side, I formation. Option goes left, hits to the tailback. Some speed on the far side. He's going to be caught up with it. He crosses the 40-yard line. Matt Beck, the tailback in there, showed some scoots as he got around the left side and moved the chains up about 7 yards. It'll be third down and three. Clock at 3:20. Score at 42-12. Sutton on top of you just joining us over Sandy Creek. Sutton is about ready to go to 2-1 on the year. Ironically enough, they got a coach who came into this season winning about two games from every one he lost. There you go. Big change for Sutton. A lot of people talking out there in that community. Wides both ways. Zuka comes wide to the right side. And again, under center is Merman. They work the option this time to the right side. And again, Beck has the carry. He'll get across the 45 to about the 47 or 80-yard line. Should be enough for the first.
Nah, they're going to bring it back. You got a flag on the play, and they're going to bring this one back.
I thought you were joking. You're right.
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I thought you were just doing a little irony there on me. But no, there's a flag on the far side as they uncovered there, and we'll see what that's all about. Probably a hold way back there as they're talking to Sutton. And they're going to mark it from the point of the infraction back another 10 yards, so that's what it is. The lineman got a hand where a hand ought not be. And that will put Sandy Creek back deep on the down and distance. They're still out at their own 34. But they need to get all the way up to the 46-yard line. No, they need to get all the way up to the 44-yard line of Sutton for the first down. And they've got two downs to do it. One of them would be a punt, probably. Under center is Merman. Back to pass. Fires out in the flat. Ball is batted away, and thinking it's a lateral, they all fall on it. But I think it's just going to be an incompleted pass. And that brings up fourth down.
Either way, yeah, fourth down. And
good heads up by all the team members down there because they didn't know it wasn't a lateral, and so they all fell on it. But it was a forward pass. And so with fourth down, the ball is the 35-yard line. We'll see who's going to come in and do the punting here if they do.
with a minute 56 to go. Maybe they're not going to do it. Merman stays in there. Of course, Merman has stayed in there in the punting situations, but remember that Wagner, the punter, went out with leg cramps or something. So he's not in there to do any kicking. Maybe they don't have a punter. Maybe they think they got a better chance here. Fourth down and 20. Under center, Merman. Pitch. Looks like the Beck wanted to do a halfback option, decided he didn't have the play, and he
didn't have it there.
Snowed way back there at about the 34-yard line. That was Matt Beck, speedy tailback. He had the option to pass it, but really had no opportunity. Wisely just pulled it down. And so Sutton will take over on downs.
With a good field position and a little less than 90 seconds to do something with it.
So potentially the final possession of the ball game for Sutton coming as the Mustangs have it again in good field position, 34-yard line. Three of the six touchdowns in the first half came as a result of mishaps on special teams. There was a mishandled kickoff return. There was a mishandled snap on the punt. And now they put the reserve quarterback in there, the young man that did the two-point attempt for Cole Wiseman, and he kneels it. So instead of going for any more, Steve Raymer shows some class and has his quarterback kneel. Now, will he kneel enough times to let it run?
Yeah.
They got to let the clock run there. He's going to watch the sideline and make sure the clock runs down as far as it can. They're in the so-called victory formation with the two guys in back of the quarterback. And again, the freshman will kneel it down. And now it's 49 seconds on the clock. The card flips over to third down coming. As they stretch it out here, that probably is the way it's going to end, with Sutton's possession ending in Sandy Creek territory, but no attempt to score, and settling for a 30-point win for Steve Raymer. And the now 2-1 Mustangs of Sutton, who won only two ball games the year before, and the year before that. And again, backs up two steps, nails it. 13 seconds to go, and let's put this one in the books. Your final score, Sutton 42, Sandy Creek 12. We'll take a couple of minute timeout here, give us a chance to get our statistics in order, and give you those when we recap this win for Sutton, a 42-12 win over Sandy Creek in the homecoming game for Sandy Creek. Everyone had a good time, but Sutton enjoyed the outcome more.
Yep, they did.
At 42-12. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft-serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services.
Engels Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Engels Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, and the Our Family line of products. This week's specials, good through Saturday, include USDA boneless beef rump roast, $2.49 a pound. Our Family canned vegetables, 49 cents a can. Engels Market has meat and cheese trays, 6-foot deli sub sandwiches for your football parties. Engels Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield. Good luck, Cougars.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth moving needs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, again, this one's in the book. Sutton goes 2-1, and Sandy Creek goes 1-2 on this young football season. I think lessons learned on both sides tonight. Some injuries, it looks like, incurred by a couple of the Sandy Creek players. Looks like Brett Teschik is down there with a little bit of wrapping on the arm or shoulder. And Jamie Seeley, the tailback, who had a nice run in the first half for Sandy Creek, left the ball game early because of a reoccurrence of some soreness in a previously broken leg that if you've broken a femur, you know the kind of rehab you have to go through to get the muscles and everything back on, and that's what he had a year ago. And so that changed the complexion of things for Sandy Creek. And Sutton, well, they took the opening kickoff some 67 yards, covering 6 minutes and 20 seconds, and was capped off by a Tyler Keenan 9-yard end-around run, 2-point conversion, and Sutton was off to the races with an 8-0 lead. They added another score on a Sheridan 2-yard run with 2:59 to go in the first. Made it 14-16-0 after the 2-point conversion. A 15-yard run by Grasser for Sandy Creek that was set up by a Seeley 35-yard run.
Right.
And a point after no good made it 16-6. One more TD on a 42-yard pass play from Spongberg to Keenan again. Made it 22-6, and that's where we stood at the end of the first period of play. In the second period, Sutton added another score on a Trey Seebeck 8-yard run, made it 28-6. And then a 5-yard run by Merman brought Sandy Creek back to within 16 points, and that's where we stood at 28-12 at halftime. Sandy Creek was not able to get on the scoreboard at all in the second half. Meanwhile, Sutton added touchdowns by Lance Spongberg, an 83-yard beauty of a run from the 17-yard line. He just cut on an open field and then broke in the open and took it the last 40 yards or so with a caravan, I think more of a parade than a caravan, because he was leading the parade.
He had an escort.
Yeah, he had an escort, but they were trailing.
Yeah.
Made it 34-12. Sandy Creek gave up a safety deep in their own territory, made it 36-12. And then on the ensuing possession, Sheridan, a 25-yard reception from Spongberg, made it 42-12, and that's where we ended things here scoring wise for Sutton, which again climbs to 2-1 on the year under their first year coach Steve Raymer, and 1-2 for Sandy Creek, also with an inaugural season welcoming in some players and students from Clay Center. So all in all, it was an interesting ball game.
Yeah, a little bit more different than what perhaps we had expected. Individually looking, boy, I tell you, Lance Spongberg, what a great game for Sutton. Throws for 2 touchdowns, runs for 1, gets 97 yards on 8 carries. Andrew Sheridan comes up big. He gets just about 50 yards of running. Dustin Hahn only played pretty much in the first half and got only 11 yards. Hale comes in to spell him, and he picks up 53 yards on 8 carries. Reception-wise, Keenan just pretty much dominated out there. Got the lion's share of grabs, got himself a touchdown on the ground, got himself a touchdown in the air, so 2 touchdowns for that young man. Sutton off to the races, doing a great job. Sandy Creek had some moments where they shine, and they did an absolutely good job, and then all of a sudden they just couldn't find an answer to anything that Sutton was doing specifically there in the second half. Their top runner, Anthony Grasser, gets a 6 carries, 27 yards. Touchdown from Chase Merman from 6 yards out. Grasser had a touchdown also from 16 yards out back in the first half. But that's all the scoring for Sandy Creek. But I will say this. I see two different things coming from this. First of all, Sandy Creek
still a good program, still going to win some games this year, and definitely a vastly improved Cougar team. As for Sutton, you see a lot of kids out there for the Mustangs that have just bought into this new program, and now they're tasting that success. And that's a pretty tough thing to learn. Where you're so accustomed to losing so many games, it's so hard to turn things around. And I think Sutton has found the coach that's going to actually push them into to getting used to winning and getting used to playing some solid football. And that's exactly what we saw tonight in the 30-point win.
Okay, 42-12 is that 30-point margin. Sutton again climbs to 2-1. Sandy Creek is 1-2 as we end week number 3 in the high school football season. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, at in about 10 minutes or so on 98.9, Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show fires up. We'll have recaps. We've got 5 stations and 5 play-by-play reports to bring you, plus interviews from area coaches and scores coming in, anchored by Josh Geldon. That's coming up at 9:40 until about 11 o'clock tonight. Husker football tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5 with a 9:30 pregame, 2:35 kickoff. We've got Hastings College football tomorrow, Mike Will, and that is against the Dort program. Dort program, and that is 1 o'clock, 1:15 kick, 1:15 pregame, 1:30 kickoff on KHAS and also HastingsLink.com. So for Rob Osmond, this is Craig Eckert again. Thanks so much for joining us. Final score, 42-12, Sutton over Sandy Creek. Till next time, have a good night. Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. The 1-2-2, your choice is clear. The game you're looking for is here. With local sports connection, full news, scores, and play-by-play.